From 9 down to 1 up, they held Washington off the board for over 5.5 minutes. But Mariah Syme on the next possession for Lincoln, not Washington. Syme then drove all the way on a one-person fast break and scored what turned out to be the winning points. Pierre was in a bind because they were behind and had only one team foul. And then when Lincoln had the ball with under 30 seconds left, the Governors had to keep fouling to try to put Lincoln on the line, but there just was not enough time to do it. So the Governors have to rebound from that, and they better be ready to rebound from that, because today they're playing the team that is right now setting the standard in AA girls basketball, the Washington Warriors. Long, athletic, and excellent shooting team. They shoot nearly 48% from the floor. They shoot nearly 38% of their threes, and they have who may be the best girls high school basketball player, not only in South Dakota, but maybe for some states around. Jackalinga Wenatanda, the 6'2 wing player, is very versatile. As the Governors saw when they played Sioux Falls in Washington last year, well, not only can she do well inside, but shoots threes. In fact, shoots threes at a very good clip so far this season. How about 56% on 10 of 18? This isn't a team that thrives on three-pointers, but Wenatanda, who averaged 19 points a game last year as Washington won the state title, is averaging 18.6 this year. But she's not all they have. They have sisters inside in the post to do the job, Brooklyn and Hannah Harp. And Brooklyn is an excellent player, too, at 15 points and over 6.5 rebounds a game. This is what the Governors must face today against a team that is taller and a team that does like to press. Washington is 5-0. They were held on Thursday night at home against Aberdeen Central, 21 points under their average, but still beat the Golden Eagles 54-27 and held Aberdeen Central to 7 points in the second half. Do you remember what happened last year between the Governors and Washington? I don't think the Governors want to remember, but for the sake of telling the story, we must tell you it was 70-20 for Washington that night. Wenatanda had a big, big game with 21. She had a couple of threes. Sydney Shepman, who's now at the University of Louisville playing both volleyball and basketball, had 11 points and 9 rebounds that night. And Brielle Beitler, who was a senior last season, had 10. Price had a couple of threes for 6 that night. The Governors certainly don't want to see anything like that happen on their home floor today. They know the challenge that's awaiting them as they take on the Washington Warriors. This is our Becky Potsiba State Farm pre-game show. Becky Potsiba State Farm Insurance in Pierre and Gregory. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team. They remind you to buckle up every trip, every time. On our Becky Potsiba State Farm pre-game show, we'll take a look around AA basketball, girls and boys, including update you on the Governors are doing in Sioux Falls against Washington today. Our keys to success, you'll hear from both head coaches, lineups along the court, and a lot more as we continue, and we'll keep it going here on the Becky Potsiba State Farm pregame when we return to the Riggs High Gym in 3 minutes on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Every team knows that the two-point play can be a winning move. And that's why the team at Potsiba State Farm Insurance are here to help you go for two by combining your home and auto insurance. It's a great call that saves you time and money. So go for the win and score savings by combining your home and auto. Just another way they're here to help life go right. Call Potsiba State Farm Insurance at 224-4173 today.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play. Happy New Year from everyone at Beck Motor Company in Pierre. New Year with new deals. Get 4 free oil changes with your 4-tire purchase, a $200 value, $15 off Duramax diesel fuel filters, only $35 for a hand wash and vacuum. Enjoy $15 off a light detail. See all our specials at beck-motors.com. Call us at 605-224-5912. Beck Motor Company, Pierre.
Dakota Storm Roofing. It's a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram. Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie-style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden French fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy, tastes good. There's one place to watch Pierre Governor Sports online, and that's LiveTicket.tv. GoGovs Live is where you can find Pierre Governor Sports online. And the folks at Live Ticket thank all of the sponsors that help make sure that it's all brought to you for free. And if you'd like to sponsor Pierre Governor Sports, just call Live Ticket at 833-605-LIVE. That's 833-605-LIVE. Pierre Governor Sports. Watch them online with Live Tickets. Here, Governor's Washington Warriors set to meet this afternoon in girls basketball action. Pierre at 2-3, Washington at 5-0. And let's begin our look around girls high school basketball, catching you up on AA results from this week. First on Tuesday, besides the Governor's loss to Lincoln, O'Gorman ranked third all over Brookings, 72-33. Watertown continued their great start, improving to 5-0 for former Governor head coach Pat McClemens by beating second-ranked Brandon Valley 43-35. It was Stevens over Spearfish 62-52. Sturgis lost to Custer 53-44, and Douglas was a 50-48 winner over Todd County. On Thursday, as we mentioned, this Washington team defeated Aberdeen Central 54-27. Harrisburg went to Sioux City, Iowa, and beat Bishop Heelan 46-44. Spearfish fell to Hill City in overtime 58-54. Sturgis lost to Thomas More. St. Thomas More, that is, 49-32. In action last night, well, Brandon Valley rebounded from that loss and defeated Brookings 62-43. Watertown, we mentioned, had been 5-0. Well, they ran into the third-ranked O'Gorman Knights, and it was all O'Gorman, 61-33 last night. Sioux Falls Jefferson, now don't sleep on this team. They are not bad, even though it's the first year of the program. They beat fourth-ranked Rapid City Central 41-38. Fifth-ranked Rapid City Stevens won at Sioux Falls Roosevelt 61-46, and it was Yankton outlasting Mitchell at the Corn Palace 56-53. Tough start for the Colonel girls this year. They have only one win. And how the seed point standings look at this moment, O'Gorman and Sioux Falls Washington tied for number one and Harrisburg third. Then it's Rapid City Central, Watertown fifth, Rapid City Stevens sixth, and it's Brandon Valley and Sioux Falls Jefferson taking it to eight. Lincoln is at 9, Huron 10, the Governors are at 11, then Douglas 12, Yankton 13, Brookings is 14th, Aberdeen Central 15th, Spearfish at number 16. Sioux Falls, Roosevelt, Mitchell, and Sturgis make up the last three. Watertown has already assured themselves of a winning ESD season. They've already played five games in the ESD, won them all. Huron is 3-1, Yankton 2-1, Brandon Valley 1-1 in the conference, Brookings 1-3, Aberdeen Central 0-2, Mitchell is at 0-4. The Governors in Harrisburg are the two teams that have not played ESD games as yet, but that's going to change. In fact, it is right now for the Tigers as they are hosting Huron this afternoon in Harrisburg. As we tell you about the Saturday afternoon scoreboard in AA girls basketball. In fact, that game's at halftime with Huron leading 20-19. Also in action today, Rapid City Central, after that loss to Jefferson last night, beat Roosevelt 56-47 today, and Rapid City Stevens was all over Jefferson and Sioux Falls. That final was 48-27. Lincoln is at Aberdeen Central this afternoon. They are through one with an 11-10 lead for the Lincoln Patriots in that game. That's what's happening in girls AA basketball. In the boys, Pierre Governors had a rough night on Thursday night here against Sioux Falls Lincoln, losing 74-51. And it's not going any better for the Governors today. Down 36-21 to the Washington Warriors in Sioux Falls at the half. It was a 23-9 Washington advantage in the second quarter of that game after it was relatively tight, 13-12 for Washington at the end of one. But the Governors, this happened to them Thursday night, too. They hit a slump, and now they're trailing. Brian Oakland, of course, has that game on River 92-7, but the Governors have a hill to climb in the second half in Sioux Falls this afternoon. And we'll tell you more about boys basketball as we get the chance later on. This is the Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame. We're at the Riggs High Gym. Girls action today between the Peer Governors and the Washington Warriors. We have other peer events to tell you about, too. We'll come back and do that when we return to the Riggs High Gym in 3 minutes on the official voice of the Peer Governors, 1060-103.1 KGFX.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Peer can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weather-tight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Peer at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Finances, retirement, and investments can all be confusing. Even though we have access to an infinite amount of information, often there is a disconnect between what we should do and what we are actually doing. That's why at Ranke Gray Wealth Management, our team has devoted over 35 years to bringing clear advice about reaching financial independence. The information you need and how to apply it is as simple as calling Scott and I at 224-5959 or visit RankeGray.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA/SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM and Ranke Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
It's pretty obvious the world is moving faster than ever, and that means my health sometimes takes a back seat. Pressing pause on life to call for an appointment, shuffle my afternoon schedule, drive across town for a doctor's appointment sometimes feels impossible. My day just got better because I'm feeling better with the help of Avera Now. I can use my mobile device or computer for an online video visit that allows me to see a provider for urgent care conditions 24/7. Technology that fits my life with the quality healthcare of Avera. Learn how to begin at avera.org/now.
Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota in Peer makes it easy when looking for a new vehicle. They get all available vehicle information so you can spend less time researching and more time enjoying your purchase. Check out new and used specials for additional info at gatewayfordtoyota.com. Nobody, and I mean nobody, beats a Gateway deal. Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota, 518 East Sioux Avenue, Peer.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Kruger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Peer and can build your home in Peer, Fort Peer, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Kruger Contracting on Facebook.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Call the Brittany Scheffelbein Agency, LLC, with offices in Peer, Oneida, and Gettysburg.
It's the Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame show at the Riggs High Gym. Thank you for spending part of your Saturday afternoon with us. And if you haven't got any plans, come on over. Peer Governors and the Washington Warriors this afternoon as the Governors have a test against the defending state champs. And Peer Governor Basketball on 1060-103.1 KGFX, brought to you by Fisher Rounds and Associates Insurance and Real Estate, Bank West, Kathy Sun and Shine Properties, Dairy Queen. There might be a blizzard in my future today. Kruger Contracting, Aventera, the Brittany Scheffelbein Agency, First Dakota National Bank, TMA, Gators Pizza, Pasta, and Subs, or maybe that too, the Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota, Foundland and Lumber, Kruger Contracting, and Lynn's Dakota Mart in Peer. Busy week next week for Peer Governor Athletics. Next action for the Governor girls after today, right back here at the Riggs High Gym. Lakota Tech, the Tatanka, come in. They came in here. What really was a last-minute schedule, you may remember, last season during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. We're actually really not out of it yet, of course. But anyway, Lakota Tech comes here again. They're having a good season. Tuesday night, 6:30 at the Riggs High Gym, and that coverage right here on 1060 103.1 KGFX. And then you mentioned that Mitchell team is struggling. The Governors will head to Mitchell in girls action to play the Colonels next Friday night at the Corn Palace. Again, right here. No, not right here. That'll be on River 92.7. And we'll tell you why in just a bit. But River 92.7 on Friday night for the Governor girls action at Mitchell at 6:30. Now, the Governor boys, we told you they're struggling again today, down 36-21 at the half to Washington in Sioux Falls. And they've got another test coming up on Tuesday against a state-ranked Class A team. That's the Winter Warriors, and that'll be in winter around 7:15 for that action on Tuesday night with Brian, and that'll be on River 92.7. And then another pretty solid club, the Mitchell Colonels. Great start for Mitchell, best they've had in a while. They come to the Riggs High Gym Thursday evening. That's on River 92.7. At 6:30 in a meeting, two of the youngest head coaches anywhere, the Governors Brianna Kuzler and the Colonels, Ryder Kurzfeld. He's going to be the old man coaching in that game. He's 25 years old. Brianna Kuzler is 23. But that's Thursday on River 92.7 at 6:30. And then wrestling action. Governors are coming off in boys wrestling. Those wins in dual action on Thursday. And that was in Bismarck. They defeated Bismarck High, and they also defeated Legacy and in the Mid-Dakota Monster this weekend. But next Friday, it is a double duel for the Governor teams here at the Riggs High Gym. Huron first, and then Watertown, and of course, well, for both genders, really, but especially in boys wrestling, that'll be a big, big duel with the Arrows. 4:30 is that start time for that. Brian will be here for that on Friday, and that's right here on 1060 103.1 KGFX. And that's why Governor Girls Basketball will be on River 92.7 on Friday. But, yeah, big wrestling action, especially with that Watertown team coming to the Riggs High Gym on Friday. And then a week from today, it's the Battler Invitational for the Governor Boys, the Harrisburg Invitational for the Governor Girls. Gymnastics had a season-high point total this past Thursday. Really, really performed well in their home triangular, edging Aberdeen Central, also defeating Stanley County at the Administration Building Gym. You can see all those results, you know, at the KGFX page, at the DRG News app, and at drgnews.com. But the winning score, 137, a little over 137, best that Rebecca Feller's team has done this year. A week from today, that's what's going to be happening here at the Riggs High Gym. It is the Peer Invitational. Start time, by the way, is 11 a.m. at the Riggs High Gym next Saturday. Aberdeen Central's team will be here. Also Harrisburg, Mitchell, O'Gorman, Rapid City Central, Rapid City Stevens, Sioux Falls Roosevelt, and Sioux Falls Washington. They all come to the Riggs High Gym, and that is 11 a.m. again is when that starts. So come on by, see some great gymnastics next Saturday. Now, we've mentioned Governor Girls against Lakota Tech here on KGFX on Tuesday. On Thursday, we'll have Stanley County Girls Basketball, making up an earlier postponement with the Lyman Raiders. That'll be at Parkview Auditorium in Fort Pierre, and that'll be around 7:30 on Thursday evening right here on KGFX. And, of course, see all these at the KGFX page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. And then next Saturday, we're going to have more action for you. This will be from the Hanson Classic, again at the Corn Palace in Mitchell. So I get to have a little time in Mitchell, a little time at the world's only Corn Palace. That'll be fun. Saturday, those Hanson Classic pairings announced earlier today. And for Mike Ringsheimer, Harold Toomey, right now is at 5-2. They have a pretty good Bridgewater Emory team, who is a state-ranked team in Class B and at the moment unbeaten. That's next Saturday. We'll have that for you around 10:15 here on 1060 103.1 KGFX. That'll be the second game in the girls' Hanson Classic. And speaking of classics, hey, I've got to tell you about the Jones County Invitational. Of course, always great boys basketball. The 54th annual Jones County Invitational begins this coming Thursday. It's all, of course, at Harold Thune Auditorium in Murdo, Jones County. Host it, of course, but yeah, there is always great action, and we'll have all of it for you here on 94.5, 100.5 KPLO is where it'll be, but it begins on Thursday. And as you know, action through the afternoon and evening. White River, Bennett County started. That's at 12:45 on Thursday, and that'll be followed by Phillip taking on Kadoka Area. And then the night session on Thursday night will start at around 6:15 on Thursday evening, as it'll be Lyman meeting Colombe, and then Stanley County and Jones County taking on the host Coyotes. Of course, the Buffaloes won over Jones County in Murdo just before Christmas, so those teams will meet again in the final game. Again, the start times are 12:45 for that afternoon session, 6:15 for the night session on 94.5, 100.5 KPLO with Darren Boyle on Thursday. See it all at the KPLO page at the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. Friday, the consolation games, again, afternoon session, 12:45. Semifinals begin at 6:15 on KPLO on Friday evening, and then a week from today, the 7th and 5th place games starting at 12:45, and the 3rd place and championship games beginning at 6:15 next Saturday. I had a chance to sit in for some of that Saturday action with Darren last year, and just what great fun and a neat building, the Harold Thune Auditorium in Murdo. So again, it'll all happen Saturday, starting Thursday, going through next Saturday, 94.5, 100.5 KPLO. Why are we droning on so much? These preliminary games have gone a little long today. In fact, the JV game was close all the way, came down to the last minutes, but Washington won. Now the C game is in progress with Washington well in front, but they're still only about midway through the fourth quarter, so we've still got plenty ahead for you here on the Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame, including visits with both head coaches. Jamie Parrish, three-time state championship head coach, now 1-1 in Vermilion, was very young when he took that Vermilion job back in 2003, 28 years of age. Won a state title there. He's won two, including the one this past season at Washington. And, of course, Kirk Bebout in his second season as head coach of the Governors, a team that, let's see how they respond from that difficult loss to Lincoln. But still plenty ahead for you, and we'll take a look at what's going on around the sports world when we come back on the Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame show. It is the Peer Governors and the Washington Warriors coming up. It's not going to start at 4, but it will get going, and we'll have it for you from the Riggside Gym. But we'll have more for you here in our pregame in 3 minutes on the official voice of Peer Governor Basketball, 1060 103.1 KGFX.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
There's one place to watch Peer Governor Sports online, and that's LiveTicket.tv. GoGov's Live is where you can find Peer Governor Sports online. And the folks at LiveTicket thank all of the sponsors that help make sure that it's all brought to you for free. And if you'd like to sponsor Peer Governor Sports, just call LiveTicket at 833-605-LIVE. That's 833-605-LIVE. Peer Governor Sports. Watch them online with LiveTicket.
Happy New Year from everyone at Beck Motor Company in Pier. New Year with new deals. Get 4 free oil changes with your 4-tire purchase, a $200 value, $15 off Duramax diesel fuel filters, only $35 for a hand wash and vacuum. Enjoy $15 off a light detail. See all our specials at beck-motors.com. Call us at 605-224-5912. Beck Motor Company, Pier.
Finances, retirement, and investments can all be confusing. Even though we have access to an infinite amount of information, often there is a disconnect between what we should do and what we are actually doing. That's why at Ranke Gray Wealth Management, our team has devoted over 35 years to bringing clear advice about reaching financial independence. The information you need and how to apply it is as simple as calling Scott and I at 224-5959 or visit RankeGray.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM and Ranke Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to dakotastormroofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pierre makes it easy when looking for a new vehicle. They get all available vehicle information so you can spend less time researching and more time enjoying your purchase. Check out new and used specials for additional info at gatewayfordtoyota.com. Nobody, and I mean nobody, beats a Gateway deal. Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota, 518 East Sioux Avenue, Pierre.
Pierre Governors, Washington Warriors, still to come here at the Riggside Gym. Some varsity games running a little bit longer than scheduled today. So that's why action not about to start. But it will eventually. We're in the last minute now of the C game, which Washington will win. But we're glad you're sticking with us and driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 1060 KGFX Pierre, rebroadcasting on K276 GT, 103.1 FM, Fort Pierre. Leave sooner. Drive slower, live longer. I'm David Burrell. Trinity Pearson is our studio coordinator. And don't forget, you can watch today's action, too. It's at the KGFX page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com, brought to you by Bauman Lumber. One other local sporting group of teams to tell you about, and that's Hawaii Capitals Hockey. A little bit of a slide for the Capital Girls, as they are now winless in their last three after falling at home last night to Mitchell by a score of 7-3. They next play tomorrow in Huron. For the Capital Boys, they're coming off a loss last Sunday. That was in Brookings. As we say, a road game. The Capital Boys don't have another one of those for a long time. They have the luxury of having their next 10 games all on their home ice at the Expo Center in Fort Pierre, including this evening when they take on the Brookings Rangers. Varsity action will go at 7 this evening. Steve Steele's team is now at 7-2 and still near the top of the boys' varsity part of the South Dakota Amateur Hockey Association, even after that loss last Sunday. But so you have plenty of chances to see the Capital Boys. They're at home again tomorrow when they take on the Mitchell Marlins. That'll be a 4 o'clock varsity faceoff at the Expo Center in Fort Pierre. The Emerald Regiment Pep Band is striking it up as the C game has ended and the varsity teams take to the floor to warm up. We're still about 15, 16 minutes away from the tip here at the Riggside Gym. Glad you're with us for Pierre Governor Girls Basketball, the official voice of the Governors, 1060, 103.1. KGFX. We'll update you in just a moment on what the Governor boys are doing, and the news continues to not be good at all from Sioux Falls, where the Governors struggled in losing to Lincoln on this Riggside Gym floor, 74-51 on Thursday night. Well, they're trailing again today. They're through three quarters now. They were within 1 point after one, but trailed by 15 at the half, and they're trailing by 17 with the fourth quarter just starting in Sioux Falls. It's Washington 49, Pier 32. Brian Oakland has that action for you on River 92.7. But what else is happening? Minnesota Vikings play one more game in what was a frustrating 2021 season. It's tomorrow against the Chicago Bears, and that'll be at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. No playoffs. First time that the Vikings missed the playoffs in back-to-back years in Mike Zimmer's 8-year tenure as head coach. Will it be his last game? Well, we don't know about that, but we know that the Vikings will want to end on a good note. 11 a.m. tomorrow morning, 94.5, 100.5 KPLO and 100.7 KMLO. Kansas City is leading at Denver 7-0 late in the first quarter. The Chiefs need a victory and a little bit of help if they want to get back into the top seed in the AFC. That belongs to Tennessee right now. And, of course, the Titans play tomorrow. Dallas and Philadelphia is the other NFL game this evening. NBA last night, Minnesota Timberwolves routed the Oklahoma City Thunder by 30 in Oklahoma City. And in hockey, it is the Minnesota Wild finally broke that losing streak of 5 and won in nearly a month when they won in Boston on Thursday night. They're at home tonight in St. Paul as they will take on the Washington Capitals. All right, it's the Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame, an extended one today, but that's all right. Plenty for you and plenty still ahead for you, including our keys to success. We're here for basketball, you know, Pierre Governor girls and the Washington Warriors. We visit with the head coach of the Washington Warriors, Jamie Parrish, next, and we'll do that when we return to the Riggside Gym in 3 minutes on the official voice of the Pierre Governors, 1060, 103.1 KGFX. Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie-style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden French fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy tastes good.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weather-tight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
At Avera Health Plans, we know your ag business is vital to South Dakota, and affordable health insurance is essential to running that business. As your health insurance partner, we'll help to lighten the load of managing these expenses in an uncertain market. We're dedicated to rural health care with extensive preventative care services that are good for communities. We'll work with you to create a plan that's both affordable and effective so your employees have the coverage they need when they need it. You don't have to wait. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Kruger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pierre and can build your home in Pierre, Fort Pierre, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Kruger Contracting on Facebook.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications, 605-852-2224 or online at www.venture.com.
It's our keys to success on the Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame at the Riggside Gym, and we begin with Jamie Parrish, a three-time state championship-winning head coach, and he's won a championship last season. Of course, the defending state champion, the Washington Warriors. I will talk about your team. You've got an excellent team, but Jacqueline Winnetonda is a very special player for you, and I know that in August, she made her college choice. She's decided to go to the University of Texas. And I know that had to be so stressful. And I know you helped her out with that process with all the colleges that were coaching her. How much of a load did that take off her mind going into the fall and winter sports season?
It was huge for her to finally be able to sit back and relax. And I'd never experienced that with a player before. The sheer number of people that were calling And there was a point, it was actually during the pandemic, where I said, you know what, Jack Kalinga, I said, give me 10 or 15 of those guys and I'll make the calls, because otherwise she's going to call 50, 60 coaches, no thanks, and try to narrow her choices. And it was overwhelming, but it was a great day when she could sit back and knew what that was going to look like for her future.
It said a lot about her that she wanted to make sure, hey, I need to be respectful about this. These people have been nice enough to reach out to me. I want to reach out to them, but I don't want to blow them off.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, that sometimes made it more stressful, because she wanted to, well, I really like that guy. And I said, I know, but you're not going to school. So, you know, the friendly thing would be to let him know so he can recruit another kid. But, yeah, she's a great young lady.
And a special player, and we'll talk about her more as this day goes along. But it's not just her. You have a team. And here, Aberdeen Central really tried to slow it down the other night, held you 21 points below the average that you had. You still were able to shut them down. What is making things so work so well for your team again this season?
Well, right now, defensively, we're playing really well. When we do that consistently, it lets our kids get out in transition. It lets us play faster. And then, then we don't have to worry about what defense the other team is in. In the first half at Aberdeen, they did a nice job of scoring the basketball. They got to the free throw line. And when they're putting points on the board, then they'd come down and they'd make us pass it multiple times. So we needed to adjust our defense. I know it sounds like an offensive adjustment, but it really was a defensive adjustment in the second half of that game to not let them score the ball, not let them slow the game down so we could get up and down and be athletic.
Now, I can imagine you feel there's going to be a different sort of game today. You know that a peer team that has more length than they've had, has the shooter in Price, has the inside presence into Williger. What about how you're going to have to defend them today?
You know, we're going to have to make sure that we're aggressive, that we have our hands up. A little bit off of that, I was just commenting to Bob Lowry that he's stealing money today, because there's no way that shot clock will buzz with both of our teams cranking shots up.
Bob, we'll keep Bob busy one way or the other, I'm sure. But what, besides from all that, what's going to be your big key to success to coming out of here with a win today?
We got to take care of Price. She's an outstanding player. So we got to make sure that we don't let her get off to a hot start. And then the peer kids play extremely hard. We're going to have to get some of those long rebounds, loose balls. We know they're going to come after you 100 miles an hour and play hard. So we're going to have to get those 50-50 balls. We're not going to be able to sit back on our heels and watch.
Jamie Parrish, the head coach of the Washington Warriors, I thank you for your time and for your help this week. Good luck this afternoon, rest of the season. Thank you.
Hey, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
You bet. And coming up on our Becky Buzz with State Farm pregame, we'll visit with head coach Kirk Thibodeau of the Pierre Governors. Back with him in 2 minutes from the Riggside Gym on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio, Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Call the Brittany Scheffelbein Agency, LLC, with offices in Pierre, Oneida, and Gettysburg.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to dakotastormroofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pierre makes it easy when looking for a new vehicle. They get all available vehicle information so you can spend less time researching and more time enjoying your purchase. Check out new and used specials for additional info at gatewayfordtoyota.com. Nobody, and I mean nobody, beats a Gateway deal. Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota, 518 East Sioux Avenue, Pierre.
You have a lot of expenses to juggle as a business owner. Worrying about health insurance for your employees shouldn't be one. Avera Health Plans could save your business up to 30% on health insurance costs without compromising your employees' benefits. You get access to a large network of providers and specialists, as well as 24/7 virtual provider visits with Avera Now. Now that's a deal. We make getting a quote and switching employer plans easy. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
At the Riggs High Gym, our Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame continues. So do our keys to success. Now we visit with Kirk Bebop, the Pure Governor's head coach. Gosh, it was so close. And the thing that's encouraging, the result wasn't. But you don't play a game for 2.5 weeks. You go against a team that is just playing excellent basketball right now. 3-2 doesn't say, I think, a whole lot. Or 3-3 doesn't say, what a good team you played the other night. And you had certainly every opportunity to win that game.
Yeah, Lincoln's a really good team. They're always going to be tough to play against. They make it really tough defensively because they don't turn the ball over and they run a lot of good stuff. And they just, you know, they really work hard to get a good shot every time. And so it makes it tough. So for our girls to go in there and, you know, play from behind, which is not what you want to do against Lincoln, but still give yourself every opportunity to win the game, says a lot of good things. Obviously, it's really disappointing, a little heartbreaking, but you got to move on. It's amazing how one point, one way or another, can really change your mindset or overall outlook on things. But, you know, when you get to the point where you're even keeled one way or the other and you take it for what it's worth and continue to get better, that's when you have the right attitude about it. So
you can read numbers any way you want, but there's one number that really stands out of what you're doing. Opponents are shooting 34% against you in the first 5 games of this season. That's a pretty good number, and I think it's very telling of the way your defense is playing.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that we still want to keep working on, too. I mean, I think we're having more and more good defensive possessions as we go, but we're still having a few lapses here or there that we want to get cleaned up. But, I mean, they're working hard, and every day in practice, that's a big key for us is on the defensive end. So we have a lot of really good defensive players. So that's always going to keep you in games, give you an opportunity to win. Today is obviously monumental challenge as far as hitting stops. They play at a tremendous pace, and they all five of their players, watching them play, they're all scorers, and they're all looking to score at all times, and they're just coming at you nonstop. So it's going to be a tremendous challenge for us defensively, but you go in there and next best thing every single time, try to get as many good defensive possessions as possible, and that's going to help you get better, if nothing else.
I know you remember well what happened over there last year. I mean, they came out, they scored, they pressed, they scored, they pressed. Even in opportunities when they can't make baskets, if they're going to try to press, they'll still try to. Is that the toughest thing to try to deal with them, or just generally how they play?
Oh, I mean, there's just no way to simulate the talent, length, athleticism, and pace of play. So no matter what you do in practice, I mean, they got 6 foot, 6 foot, 6'2", 6 foot on the wings, and you're trying to pass around that and trying to rebound against that. Like I said, you can't really simulate that until you're out there. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think that's the toughest thing. It's kind of a shock to the system when all of a sudden that's thrown at you. So, and I think that's what happened last year. Hopefully, we remember that a little bit and we can make some adjustments from that. But, I mean, they're just a supremely talented team. So, you got to stay aggressive. I think the biggest thing is, when you start getting hesitant or back away from things, that's when they really feast. So you got to stay aggressive and, same with how they like to play with five scores, constantly looking to score. We got to have the same thing. You can't be out there unless you're trying to make plays.
And you led to the question I was going to ask, but maybe I know the answer. Patience. Is that going to be the most important thing for your team to have a chance to win today?
Somewhat. I think being able to adjust that pace of play and being able to, make the next play without hesitancy, the ball can't stick. If we're making a pass and it's sticking on one side and we're not hitting the open person in time, that's going to be a problem. So, yeah, we want to be patient, of course, and make them work a little bit because they don't want to play defense very long because they want to play at that pace. But at the same time, we can't be turning down open looks and we can't be holding on to the ball. The ball's got to move.
Keep moving the ball.
Exactly.
Yep. Head coach Kirk Bebout of the Pure Governors, as his team gets ready, it'll be a big test, but his team will be ready. Thank you, sir. Good luck this afternoon. We'll visit with you after the game.
All right. Thanks, as always.
And it's the Pure Governors and the Washington Warriors. And more on a Becky Potsdam of a State Farm pregame, including the starting lineups and the law on the court. Back with it from Riggs High Gym in 2 minutes on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart and Pier is thrifty, local, and convenient. Do your grocery shopping upstairs. Spacious aisles filled with savings. Shop sporting goods in the lower level. Apparel and footwear for the entire family with brand names like Columbia, Outdoor Research, and Adidas. Hunting and fishing gear, bait and equipment, and guns. Stop by Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart and Pier, your hometown neighborhood market.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
10 cents off per gallon. That's right. Get 10 cents off per gallon at the corner station in Pier. Every time you pay with cash or check, you receive 10 cents off the posted price of gas for your vehicle. Save more by going inside the corner station and shopping specials on beverages and snacks. And when you purchase 8 gallons of gas, you earn discounts at car washes, helping you save the corner station just above the train bridge in Pier.
Montana Dakota Utilities' slogan, in the community to serve, goes beyond providing safe and reliable natural gas service. MDU and our dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live, just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
And here are today's Montana Dakota Utility starting lineups. First for the Washington Warriors, 6'2 senior Reen Jack Aleno, Winantonda, the future Texas Longhorn, 18.6 points, 7 point rebounds, 3.6 assists, 2 steals per game. Alexis Motley, 5'8 junior, good scorer, 2 at 9.6 points, 3.2 rebounds a game. Hannah Harp in the post, 6 foot junior, 3.8 points, 3.6 assists a game. And her sister, Brooklyn Harp, the 6 foot junior, a 55% shooter, 15.6 and a half rebounds a game. And oh, she's also hit 6 threes. And Taylor Thompson, the 6 foot junior, 6.6 points, 5.2 rebounds per game for head coach Jamie Parrish. His 8th year at Washington, won 11-55, 16th overall, 227 wins against 140, one state championship at Vermillion, and 2 with Washington. The Pier Governors go with their same starting five as they did the other night in Lincoln. Remington Price, the 5'6 junior, 14.6 points, 1.6 rebounds, 1.6 assists, 2.8 steals a game, 12 three-pointers. Lennox Dupree, the 5'5 freshman, 5.2 points, 4.8 rebounds. Ryan Berry, the 5'7 sophomore, 5.2 points, 1.8 boards. Reese Willard, the 5'11 sophomore, the post, 7.4 points, 6.8 rebounds. And Avery Kaiser, the junior, at 5'10, 8 points, and 5.2 rebounds for head coach Kirk Bebout in his second season. Well, now I have time to tell you about the law on the court. It's brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. We'll introduce them in 30 seconds on KGFX.
It's your lucky day. You've just won a sweepstakes and you received a cashier's check to cover the cost of claiming your winnings. All you need to do is deposit the check and wire a portion of the money to pay those fees. There's just one catch. It's a scam. If you deposit the check and wire the money, your bank will soon learn the check is a fake and you are responsible to pay it back. The Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection wants you to know that counterfeit check scams are on the rise. For more information, contact their office, 1-800-300-1986.
Eric Donat, Scott Tatus, Kim Zimmerman, they're the officials. The law on the court brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. The Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pier, opening tip just ahead. Let's hear from them, then back to get it started in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
Welcome to Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pier. Check out their selection in the meat, produce, and deli department. The freshest and best quality in the area. Check out their hardware department as well as the rest of the store. Don't see what you need? Just ask. Their friendly staff is more than happy to help in any way possible. For any gathering, large or small, Lynn's Dakota Mart is there for you. Special orders and requests, too. Smart grocery shopping takes a little TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pier. Thrifty, local, convenient.
Jacalina Winnetonda to jump center against the Governor's Avery Kaiser. We hope you enjoy the action. Ball in the air, tipped by Kaiser and to Dupree, and up ahead for Remington Price. Backs it out at the top of the right wing to Kaiser. Down low for Reese to Williger. Guarded tightly here by Taylor Thompson. Out front to Dupree. The joke about how the shot clock might not be used. I wonder about that. I wonder if my peer wants to slow the pace down a little bit again today. Drop step. A drive by Kaiser is left short. And Taylor Thompson with a rebound for Washington. Long pass down floor. And the layup missed by Brooklyn Harp. But the second opportunity, well, that also missed. And Avery Kaiser has the rebound for Pierre. But here's a pass stolen as it's taken by Hannah Harp to Brooklyn, and she has a layup. So Brooklyn Harp scores the first two of the game, and it was this sort of pace that really put Pierre down last year in the game in Sioux Falls. Price in the right corner, double dribble for the second Pierre turnover. And you heard what was important from Kirk Bebout's point of view. Keep moving that basketball. That is so crucial against a team with so much talent that has so much athleticism. Brooklyn Harp nearly dropped a pass. Put it out to Motley. Now to Winnetonda. The first touch for the senior. Hesitates a little. Lost her dribble. She's double teamed. So hands it to Motley for a three that missed everything short. And then good play by by Avery Kaiser to knock it off of Winnetonda. And it's out of bounds. So Pierre will have it back down 2-0. 6:38 left in the first quarter. Moving from left to right in their home wide as you watch it at the KGFX page. To Williger down low, laid it in. Right past Thompson. Reese to Williger ties the game at 2. Well, there's already progress. Pierre never even had the game tied in Sioux Falls last year. Winnetonda for Thompson. Pass deflected and taken in. It's Avery Kaiser. As the Governors have a turnover. Price on right wing. Bounce it up top to Dupree. Middle of the lane to Williger. On Thompson drive. Backs down. Back up to Dupree. Left wing here is a very three that got blocked by Hannah Harp and taken in by Taylor Thompson. Not too long out of her hand before the block came. Here's Winnetonda. Left baseline drives and is fouled. As Ryan Berry tried to stop her but fouled her instead. And no free throws here. They'll say it wasn't in the act of shooting. That was the game's first foul. Motley, left wing, and a little hesitation leads to a travel by Hannah Harp. Again, this is a Washington team that averages 71 points a game. They averaged 75 in their first before they were held to 54 at home against Aberdeen Central on Thursday. But again, they still won by 27. Dupree against some pressure. They didn't go full court. It is Kaiser with a good pass to Williger, but her shot stopped and knocked out of bounds by Alexis Motley. Pierre will inbound with 24 to shoot and 5:43 in the first. White home unis for Pierre. Emerald green numerals and letters in lighter green trim. Washington in black and orange. Right wing three. Good. Remington Price. And the Governors have the lead. May 3 for Price is her 15th of the year. 5-2 here, 5:30 first quarter. Thompson with a lob down low for Hannah Harp. Cut off by Price in the baseline. Back to Thompson. Left wing Alexis Motley. Stopping her is Dupree, but it rolled to Thompson. Down low, wide open. Brooklyn Harp past Kaiser for a lay-in. And Brooklyn has all four Washington points so far. 5-4 here, 5:10 first quarter. Not a bad start at all, really. Kaiser, left wing, it's Ryan Berry. Thought about that three, backed up, shot it, oh, way short. The first one was blocked, you know. Brooklyn Harp with a rebound. Down floor for Hannah Harp. Drives for a layup, didn't fall. Motley, the offensive board, counted with a foul. Motley is there and able to follow to put Washington back in front by a score of 6-5. The foul is on Remington Price. That's her first second team foul. Bianca Meeks, a 5'6 senior, comes into the game for Washington as Brooklyn Harp comes to the bench. Motley tries to complete the three-point play but can't, and the rebound is to Piers Reese to Williger. This is not a great foul shooting team, not that they needed to be playing so well. Right baseline extended. Kaiser with a left wing pass now to Ryan Berry. Up top for Dupree. guarded there by Meeks. Right wing, it is Price. Drives right of the lane, threw it over the rim from 14. Rebound, Hannah Hart for Washington. Down floor come the Warriors with Motley. Turn around, spin, travel. Reese Tewellinger made her stop in her tracks. Third turnover on Washington in this first quarter. And Governor Basketball on KGFX, brought to you by Avera, by the Corner Station and the Crossing, Dakota Storm Roofing Overhead Door and Lariat Lanes. Some pressure, but again, Dupree breaks it smartly into the front court. 12-footer right wing line, no good. Gained her own board. Up top, a little hesitation by Kaiser. Could have taken the shot. Instead, handed it left wing to Berry. Bounced to Terwilliger for a cutting Dupree. She's fouled. It's on Bianca Meeks of Washington. The first foul on the Warriors as Lainey Stevens comes into the game. Back after missing games just before Christmas. 2.3 points, 2 rebounds a game in 3 games. The inbound to Price. To Stevens. On the left wing to Ryan Berry. Lob left of the lane. Stevens. Stitcher Williger down low. And into the lane. Missed from 4. Nearly went in. She is fouled, however. And it is on Jacqueline Owenantanda. That is her first. And that is the second team foul. Well, Reese Terwilliger, of course, struggled at the line. Had 2 big chances late to make free throws, didn't the other night, but the first one's here for Reese. Good. She's now 10 of 17. Piergold comes in at 65% for the year. Second time the game's been tied. It's 6-6, and now Terwilliger makes it a 7-6 peer lead. And she puts the Governors in front. 4 minutes left, first quarter. Third lead change already. Went in Tonda for Washington. Up top to Taylor Thompson. Terwilliger out the guard here. Thompson playing a very high post. Meets. Hounded by Kaiser to Thompson. Up top at the volleyball. 10-foot line. Knocked out. Terwilliger took it away. And then Reese traveled. Well, Reese was ready to go down floor, but took a step before dribbling the basketball. Hannah Harp out. Brooklyn Hart comes back into the Washington lineup with 3:44 in the first. Peer leading over the defending champs. 7-6 very early, but it's a promising start for Peer, and they're playing well defensively. Wenatonda, first shot she's taken, left it short, but it's Motley with the offensive board, and Harp in the right corner. Body hit the floor. Thompson straight away. She can make some threes. That one halfway down didn't stay down, and Kaiser with a rebound for Peer. Saved inbounds and a good play by Terwilliger for a right wing. Price three. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound. Brooklyn Hart brings it for Washington. Into the right corner for Meeks. Bounce it to Motley. Swing again for Thompson. Driving and scoring and being fouled is Meeks. Washington leads again 8-7. And oh, that's the second foul on Remington Price. So there may be a little bit of concern for the Governors, and Elise Christofferson will come in for Remy. Anna Hart back in for Washington. Shaylin Fink, a 5'8 junior, is into the game. Christofferson, the 5'6 sophomore, and a couple of fouls put Price on the bench for the time being. The free throw is missed by Meeks. And Avery Kaiser had the Peer rebound, and then it dribbled it off her foot and out of bounds in the front court. 5 turnovers for Peer. Sydney Tedrow comes into the game. Sydney, the 5'8 junior, at 2.8 points and 2.8 rebounds a game, replacing Kaiser. Avery will have a little bit of a rest. But the Governor's leading scorer not on the floor with 2 fouls late in the first quarter. 8-7 Washington, 2:52 in the first. Washington, mainly black uniforms, orange piping, orange numerals and letters, and white trim. Hannah Harp. With a lob inside to Brooklyn to Hannah. Shot got stopped down low. The pass comes to Motley, and she's fouled. And that was Meeks under there to take that rebound. Lainey Stevens commits this foul for Peer. That's her first and 4 team fouls on the Governors. Motley hits the first free throw to make it 9-7 Washington. She'll have one more. Wenatonda has been on the bench as the second one's good, but now Jackalinga comes back into the game for Motley. Washington 10, Pier 7, 2:36 first quarter here at the Riggs High Gym. It is over in Sioux Falls, and it didn't go well for the Governor boys again today. A 64-44 loss to Washington. They've dropped two straight now after winning their first four. Perry, right wing for Laney Stevens for the Gazoo, nearly took a walk. Pass came on the left side to Elise Christofferson. A sophomore again. Price on the bench with a couple of fouls. Trying to make a drive is Barry. Cut off well by Meeks for Terwilliger right post. Brings it to Christofferson in the lane. Still 11 to shoot for Pierre. Pass deflected. Barry does run it down in the backcourt. And the official says over and back. There's no way. There's no way. And that's what Kirk Bebout is saying. That ball was clearly tipped. An official 40 feet from the way away from the play said over and back. There is no way that's over and back. But it stands that way. Boy, the Governors didn't get the good end of that there. Kirk Bebout made his argument to no avail. Left wing, it is Meeks. It is a left wing three for Wenatanda that fell short. And then Ryan Barry brings the rebound and keeps everybody out of the way by slinging those elbows. It's down low to Terwilliger. Right baseline. Fakes and scores. It's already for Reese. Here's back to within 1 at 10-9. 1:38 in the first quarter. And it is Hannah Harp losing it. Taken away by Laney Stevens. And then she's fouled. Kaiser back in. Dupree back in. Grace Peterson, a freshman at 5'11", is in. Was there a foul? Or was the ball just knocked out of bounds? There was a foul, yes. It certainly was on Hannah Harp. That is her first. They just put it on the board. It is a left wing three coming now for Stevens off the rim. Knocked out of bounds by the Washington Warriors. And Pierre will keep it. They're 1 of 5 on threes. 3 of 7 shooting. Washington 4 of 10. Inbound to Kaiser. Moves it towards the rim and scores as Dupree set it up. From 6 feet, Avery. Here's regained the lead. It's 11-10. Fifth lead change in this first quarter. 1:10 left in it. Pass down low to Wenatanda. Drives. Miss. She still hasn't scored yet. And Avery Kaiser with a rebound. And I have a point to make when we have a chance. Laney Stevens. For Dupree for the Governors at 55 in the first, fell down. Still somehow able to maintain the dribble. Sydney Tendro kept it going. Now head coach Kirk Bebout of Pierre is going to take his first timeout. He wants a 30. It's an Actegra timeout with 51.9 left in the first. Pierre 11, Washington 10, back in 30 seconds on 1060-103.1 KGFX.
South Dakota didn't always have a capital, or even a permanent settlement for that matter. There wasn't always a river city on the Missouri River. And before First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872, there wasn't always a bank in South Dakota. Every timeless institution, tradition, and thriving business was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Acres ahead. To maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start, contact your local Actegra cooperative today. Pierre Governors are playing a good first quarter, leading the top-ranked and defending champion Washington Warriors 11-10. They inbound with 19 on the shot clock, 52 seconds in the quarter, as it's Kaiser stopping in the lane from 13. Rolled off the rim, and the rebound tipped and came to Brooklyn Hart. Good shot for Avery, just did not fall. 40 seconds remaining in the first quarter of play. On the left wing is Wenatanda, sends a screen, comes for Thompson. Wenatanda still hasn't scored, you know. It's Kelsey Severson, who's also in the game. Here's a pass deflected and stolen away by Pierre, by Dupree, for Kaiser. Counter with a foul. Avery was the one who deflected it. It led to the fast break layup. Taylor Thompson with a Washington foul. That is her first and the Warriors' fourth. Pierre now leading by 3 at 13-10. Kaiser at the line to try to make it a 4-point lead, barely off the front iron. And Wenatanda with a rebound. Long down floor for Severson. Up top for Thompson, 16 seconds. Jacqueline Wenatanda just drives inside and puts it in. That's what she can do with her strength. You're leading 13-12. 7 seconds as Dupree comes down the right alley. A spin and hand it to Kaiser. 3 seconds and two. Back to Dupree. Pass deflected and taken away by Alexis Motley at the end of the first quarter. But after 8 minutes, Pierre leads the chance. 13-12, Pierre over Washington on the Wagner Auto scoreboard. Wagner Auto, the one place to go. Second quarter comes your way from the Riggs High Gym in 1 minute on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
This Governor's Sports Moment is brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pierre. Zach Hansen is one of the best ever to play boys basketball in the capital city. He was a four-time All-ESD, three-time All-State selection. In his junior and senior years, Hansen was named South Dakota's Gatorade Player of the Year. And his senior year, 2013, he was South Dakota's Mr. Basketball and helped Pierre to his fourth state championship. Then Hansen played 4 years at Creighton, twice in the NCAA tournament, once in the NIT. Zach Hansen, one of Pierre's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment presented by Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pierre.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
Sports marketing sponsors who help bring you Governor basketball include ComTech, Maher Law Office, Delta Dental, and Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant. Washington with the ball. Second quarter begins. Pierre on top, 13-12. Bianca Meeks came from down low to Thompson. Kaiser trying to take it away. Ends in a help ball. Gives it to Pierre. What a play by Avery. Thompson took the pass. Kaiser dove in and took it right away. Led to the dual possession, and it leads to Pierre basketball. Emerington Price is back in the game. Remember, she has a couple of fouls. She takes the pass here from Lennox Dupree. Front court with Wen and Tonda guarding her. Right along. Oh, Avery walked. Yep, she took the ball, took a step before making her drive from the right elbow. Sports marketing sponsors include Anderson, Rumsa, Dental, Kathy, Sun and Shine Properties. Red Rosa, Olinger Law Firm, Iceberg Funeral Home, and Wagner Auto along with Delta Dental. Here's a bounce pass intercepted. Lennox Dupree made the steal and then a foul as Lennox came down court. It's Hannah Harp second. 15 foul in Washington. Brooklyn Harp will come in for her. Here's the point I want to make. This is now 3 games in 5 days. The game with Aberdeen Central was originally scheduled for Tuesday, postponed to last night. They have another game Monday. Tell you about that when we get a chance. Dupree, right corner, Price, an open three. It's off the brace of the rim. And Brooklyn Harp with a rebound for Washington. 13-12 here. We're early in the second quarter. A three from Thompson straight away is no good. But Brooklyn Harp has another rebound, this time on the offensive glass for Washington, who looks again for the lead. They go into the half-court game. Harp, oh, Kaiser all over, trying to take the ball away, deflected off. Motley came to Dupree. Another excellent defensive play by Avery Kaiser, who is just playing fiercely defensively so far today. Now she bounces down low to Williger, who drives and is fouled. Reese will go back to the line. Taylor Thompson with the foul. That is her second. So she's the second Washington player with a couple of fouls. Reese made a couple of free throws earlier. First for her is good. And it's 14-12 here. Now Thompson is out. And Shaylin Fink is back in. But again, we say it's 3 games in 5 days for Washington. Who do they play Monday? O'Gorman. To Williger's second free throw. Short. And it's rebounded by Wen and Tonda. Except there's a lane violation on Washington, and so Williger will have the chance again. And Jamie Parrish, the Washington head coach, wants a full Actemra timeout. His team's trailing in Pierre, 6:42 in the first half. Pierre 14, Washington 12. More for you in 1 minute on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Taking care, touching lives. Aventura Pier has an opportunity for one full-time LPN or RN. Be a part of a family-oriented team environment with an aggressive pay plan and excellent benefits package available. Aventura Pier is a new company under new ownership in Pier. Apply today at Aventura Pier, 950 East Park Street, or call 224-8628 for more information. Apply online at legacyhc.com or Indeed. Aventura Pier is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is Jackie Sire from Kathy Sunshine Properties. I understand that buying and selling property is a big deal. Interest rates are low, and this is a great time to buy. Feel free to contact me or our office for any of your real estate needs. Our team has years of experience. We will be honest, sincere, and we will act with integrity. You can contact me at 280-5505. Jackie Sire of Kathy Sunshine Properties.
Reese Terwilliger made good on her second chance with a second free throw and made it. She's up to 8, 15-12 here over Washington, 6:33 first half. Warrior basketball, the basket to your left as you watch at the KGFX page at the DRG News app and at drgnews.com, brought to you by Mom and Lumber. Fink, left wing, this is Meeks. It is Fink again, now in the right corner. Meeks, here comes a three, missed everything, and Remington Price for the rebound. Her first of those today. The Governors, after losing by 50 to this team last year, now pass thrown away by Pierre, and their turnover count is now at 8. But they lost by 50 to this team in Sioux Falls. Basically the same team with a few exceptions, but they're playing much better today. Grace Peterson comes back in to replace Bianca Meeks for Washington, who is down 3, and Price is able to take it away. But then she was stepping on the sideline while she made the steal. So it is not going to be pure basketball after all, but a good play by Price. Instead, it'll be inbounded by Alexis Motley to Wenintanda. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Right wing, Grace Peterson. Lob is too high for Motley. Another steal, Lennox Dupree. She had 5 on the other night. Right wing, Price, 3. Yes! Remington Price has 6. She has 2 three-pointers today. Pier by 6, 18-12, 5:40, first half. Some eyebrows are going to be raised when this score goes up. Lob down low. Kaiser again! Made a steal! Made a leap in front of a pass and then was fouled by Peterson in some frustration. Avery Kaiser. You know, if you watch her play, whatever sport it is, she goes all out all the time. But today, she is defensively so far giving it everything. Grace Peterson out and Kelsey Severson, and that's team foul number 7 in Washington. So this is going to earn Avery a 1-1 at the line. Is she at the first? She has 5. It is Pier by 7. A lot of time left. 5:33, first half. She hit them both. Governors are 6-7 at the line. They lead 20-12 over Washington. 5.5 minutes left in the first half. Wenintanda, who still has only the 1 bucket so far. Pass deflected, but then came on the left wing. It's taken away again by Dupree. Right out of the hands of Harp, down low for a layup. It's Kaiser again. The Governor lead is 10. 22-12. 5:08 first half. Were they looking ahead to O'Gorman? Well, you would think not, but they are not playing sharply so far. Wenintanda made a drive right on the lane. Foul on Pierre. Ryan Berry with this one. That's her second, so she's the second Governor with 2 fouls. Sydney Tedrow back in for Pier. Taylor Thompson is back in for Washington. Avery Kaiser again gets 5s from teammates as she comes to the Pier bench. Lob out front for Motley. Dupree out there to guard her. To Hannah Harp, right corner, Brooklyn Harp. Here comes a 3. This is off the rim, but Motley, good rebounding guard, is another. Out front to Hannah Harp, and she hit a 3. Alexis Motley is one of the better rebounding guards you're going to find, and AA girls basketball. 22-15 Pier, 4:35 first half. Price with a bounce to Tedrow. Her three out front is off the right rim and the rebound. Good position there by Taylor Thompson. So Tedrow's seen some more minutes, but she's played good defense this season too. Hannah Hart down low for Thompson, drives for a left-handed layup. That's good. First two for Taylor Thompson. And there's five quickly in a row for Washington. They've got the Pier lead 2-5, 22-17. Here's nearly a steal. And with Lennox Dupree just keeping possession, head coach Kirk Bebout saves it with a full Actegra timeout, which will take two. In 1 minute, we're back. 4:07 first half. Pier 22, Washington 17. Back in 60, 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here with Gators. Pizza, pasta, subs in the North Ridge Plaza. Gators is proud to be part of the Pier Fort Pier DoorDash delivery family. That's right, now you have a fourth way to get and enjoy your favorite flavors of Gators. Gators has dine-in, carry-out, curbside pickup, and now delivery right to your front door with DoorDash. Simply download the DoorDash app on your mobile device and order Gators. Gators DoorDash menu pricing has not been increased compared to your in-store purchases. Gators, pizza, pasta, subs in the North Ridge Plaza.
It's a new year and a new you. Whether you're looking to finance a new vehicle or refinance your current one, Oahe Federal Credit Union has the best rates in town. With rates starting at 2.25% APR, there's no reason not to check us out. Apply online or stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pier and see what the ladies at Oahe Federal Credit Union can do for you.
People helping people, Oahe, Oahe Federal Credit
A timeout to save that possession. Lainey Stevens is back in for Pier. Gives it to Dupree. Pier up five midway through the second quarter. And to Tedrow, a jumper in the old circle, misses. Going for the rebound and taking it is Wenentanda. One person break, drives, little hesitation, scores. Fans wanted to travel, but I don't think she did. Wenentanda scored again. Her second bucket. Now 22-19 for Pier. Seven in a row for Washington, 3:35 first half. Price, right wing from 16. That misses, and Taylor Thompson with the rebound. Washington can tie it with a three. It wasn't that long ago they were down 10 points. Motley for Wenentanda. Left wing, Hannah Harp, 3:20 in the half. Skip it right wing for an open Brooklyn Harp, but she didn't take the three. Finds Motley, and up top to Wenentanda. Left wing, it is Thompson in the corner for a cutting one, and Tonda, but the layup didn't fall, but Brooklyn Hart is there with an offensive board, another one, her third, and she scores. And it is a one-point Pier lead, 22-21. Lennox Dupree, oh, she stopped her dribble, and the pass, oh, came to Tedrow, and boy, did Pier get bailed out there with a foul on Wenentanda. Jockalinga's second. Now Hannah Harp will come out in favor of Bianca Meeks, and Sydney Tedrow will have some bonus free throw here. Terwilliger out, ties her back in. Sydney at the line, 2 of 2 this year. Make it 3 for 3, she's good. And she'll have the bonus. Breaking the 9-point Washington run, Pier now leads 23-21, 2:56 in the first half at the Riggside Gym. Glad you're with us. Second one good. Still a lot of basketball left, but Pier's writing quite a story so far. 24-21 they lead, 2:52 in the half. Thompson, left wing. It's Bianca Meeks. Thompson, high post again. Motley on the right wing for Wenentanda on the right block. Over Kaiser and rolls it in from 5 feet. Six for Wenentanda. Pier by one at 24-23 against some pressure. Dupree to Kaiser. Now into the front court on the right wing. 2.5 minutes left in the first half. Good whip pass to Dupree for a right wing jumper. Hit by Sydney Tedrow from 16 feet. And 4 for Sid off the bench. 26-23, Pier at 2:17 in the half. Motley, right wing. It came to Bianca Meeks. To Motley again. On the left side now, Wenentanda, middle of that wing. With Stevens there to guard her. Brings it to Thompson, and on the right block for a drive and a layup by Meeks. Well done there by Washington, patient on their offensive end. 26-25, Pier at 1:53 against pressure. Came to Kaiser, an open three. Straight away, bam! Avery Kaiser with 11. She's doing it all so far. 29-25, Pier 140 and a half. She just took that thing and fired, and it barely hit net. Wenatana guarded by Stevens. Right wing, it is Meeks. For Brooklyn Harp, left wing Thompson at 128 and a half, still 15 to shoot. Motley hesitates. She wants a three. Banks misses. Tip came to Brooklyn Harp. Follows and hits. Brooklyn Harp is keeping Washington close with her offensive rebounding, and she has eight. 29-27, period, 113 and a half. Price down the right alley. The Governors haven't had a whole lot of problem with the pressure. Here comes a triple team, however, and it ends in a held ball and Washington ball. That's really the first time it's seriously affected the Governors today. Barry Terwilliger back in for Pierre. Hannah Hart, Shaylin Fink back in for Washington. 105 first half. Pierre hanging on to the lead against the top-ranked Washington Warriors and the defending state champs. They did have a 10-point lead in the second quarter. Fink, right wing for Brooklyn Harp, into the right corner for Meeks, bounce it back out to Motley, trying to ward off Barry, 48 seconds and a half. Left corner, it is Brooklyn Harp. Oh, got pushed by Price. That's Remington's third foul. Well, it was foul trouble that hit Avery Kaiser on Tuesday night in Sioux Falls against Lincoln, but that is the third right here on Price, and Lennox Dupree will come in for her. So Remy will have to sit out the last 42.8 of the half and then be careful when the second half begins. New shot clock for Washington. As a bounce on the end, didn't make it to Hannah Harp. Stolen away, good play, Ryan Barry. Pierre, down floor, they had a three on none, but the pass deflected off Kaiser and out of play and out of bounds. Avery didn't see it coming, or Pierre would have had a three on none break. Instead, Washington with the ball back. 32 seconds, the shot clock's off. Motley again trying to ward off Barry. Right wing, hands it to Meeks, pass deflected. It's Kaiser again, drives, layup good. Avery Kaiser is having an unbelievable first half. She has 13, 31-27. Looks like Pierre's going to lead at the half. 13 seconds to go. Into the front court is Motley. 9 seconds as the lob came to Brooklyn Harp from Hannah. Now bounce on the left wing. A Fink three is off the rim. It is rebounded by Reese Terwilliger as the halftime buzzer sounds. And the Pier Governors have played their best 16 minutes of basketball in quite a while on the girls' side because they are leading the defending state champion Washington Warriors on the Wagner Auto scoreboard, Pier 31, Washington 27. Wagner Auto, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer. They've been here in Pier since 1907. Yep, a lot of basketball left, but what a first half this was. Can the Governors keep it going? Can the champs get it together in the second half? They played better as that second quarter went on. Stay tuned for the CHS River Plains halftime report. We'll have it for you in 3 minutes from the Riggs High Gym on the official voice of Pier Governor Basketball, 1060-103.1 KGFX.
Planning for next year is right around the corner, but do you know how much nutrients your crops will need? Fall soil sampling with CHS River Plains can help you look at each field's nutrient carryover, provide you with a more accurate farm plan, and allow you to take a position on those nutrients needed when you see fit. Plus, it'll make your life easier next spring when the planters are ready to roll and you don't have to wait. Contact your local CHS River Plains agronomist today and we'll get the pickup headed your way.
Hi, this is Jody from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now is the time to take advantage of our refinance program with rates as low as 2.49%, plus no payments for 90 days. Give me a call at 224-4844 or stop up and meet the new friendly faces at our new location on North Garfield Avenue next to the Northridge Plaza. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre.
Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sale Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
If you're looking for a good time, look no further than the Lariat Lanes in Pierre. Get a game going, whether it's bowling, pool, or darts, even pinball and air hockey. Hungry? Try the wings or one of the many great food items from the snack bar. There's always a game on in the Cactus Lounge, and there's no better place to have your kid's birthday party with bumper bowling available. Try Thunder Alley on Friday nights or Pot of Gold on Saturdays. And it's never too late to get into league bowling either. For a good time, stop on out. The Lariat Lanes on the Truck Bypass in Pierre.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pierre.
Top of the morning, TMA, this John, may help you.
At TMA, top-notch service begins the moment you call for an appointment. John at TMA believes in customer service and quality work. When you need tires repaired or replaced, TMA is the place to go. Just remember, if it's round, rubber, and rolls, it's at TMA. You can count on TMA for all of your automotive needs, from tires to mufflers to all automotive repairs. Call TMA at 224-6167, and your service begins with...
Top of the morning, TMA, this John, may help you.
Well, there's still a half of basketball left, but the Pierre Governors have played a first half of basketball that has been out of sight, as they used to say in the 60s. Well, that's how you can describe it today, but still a lot left. But the Pierre Governors have the halftime lead over a team they lost to by 50 points last year, the defending state champion Washington Warriors. 31-27 here on the Wagner Auto scoreboard at the half of the Rickside Gym. I'm David Burrell. Studio coordinator is Trinity Pearson. I think you want to see this one on the KGFX page at the DRG News app and at drgnews.com, brought to you by Bauman Lumber. Really, both teams have played excellent basketball in this first half, but Pierre's been something. Avery Kaiser is leading the way with 13 points. She has four rebounds. I don't keep track of steals during games, but she must have four or five. She also straight away hit a three. Reese Terwilliger with eight. Remington Price with six. But keep in mind, as the second half begins, she has three fouls. And Sydney Tedra with a good effort off the bench with four. Brooklyn Harp, and her offensive rebounding has really kept Washington close. She has 8 points. She had seven first half rebounds, and four of them were on the offensive glass. Jacolingo Winantanda, averaging nearly 19, had six in that first half. Four for Alexis Motley, four for Bianca Meeks. Hannah Harp had three, and Taylor Thompson had two. Both teams shot well. Pierre at 53% in the first half on 10 of 19 shooting, 3 of 9 on threes, and 8 of 9 at the foul line. Washington shot well too, 55%, 12 of 22, hit only 1 of 6 threes. This is not a team that thrives on three-pointers. They were 2 of 4 at the line, each team with 9 turnovers. Washington a big rebounding advantage, 18 to 9. But Pierre forcing a lot of those Washington mistakes. They've had points off turnovers, and they have a 4-point lead over to the defending champs at the half. Should be a most interesting second half. It was a struggle again today for the Pierre Governor boys. After losing at home to Lincoln on Thursday night, they fell again today, this time in Sioux Falls to Washington, 64-44. Jackson Edmond led the Governors with 18, and Lincoln Keenholz held to 9. Have a little bit of a foot injury that folks were worried about over the holidays, and wonder if it affected him today. He was held to 9 points. Governors play at Winter on River 92.7 around 7:15 on Tuesday. The Governor girls host Lakota Tech here at 6:30 on KGFX at the Rickside Gym on Tuesday. They just got a big hand as they came out to start their second half warm-up. They lead the Washington Warriors 31-27. That's our CHS River Plains halftime report. Come back with us in 3 minutes for what should be some second half at the Rickside Gym. We're back in three on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
At Capital City Campus, we believe getting an education close to home should be available for everyone. Registration is currently open for our spring semester SDSU courses taught right here at the Capital City Campus in Pierre. We are proud to partner with Lake Area Technical College for their LPM program and Dakota Wesleyan University for their new Learn and Earn program. Visit capitalcitycampus.org for more information. We are a proud supporter of Pierre Governor Athletics. Go Govs!
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre is thrifty, local, and convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart prides itself on their fresh produce, high-quality meats, and bakery goods. Grab some Caribou coffee while you shop, too. Lynn's Dakota Mart features a nice selection of beer, wines, and liquor. Stop at Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Take care of your prescription needs at Lynn's Dakota Mart Good Neighbor Pharmacy. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre, your hometown neighborhood market.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Are you into discovering new beers? The Crossing Casino in Pierre features tap beers from brewers across South Dakota. Use your Untappd app. That's UNTAPPD app. And learn more about locally brewed beers. Check out the beers they currently have on tap and ask about the Crossing Casino's weekly specials. Join your friends at the Crossing Casino. A relaxed atmosphere, flavorful beers, and plenty of friendly faces. The Crossing Casino is next to the Corner Station in Pierre.
This Governor's Sports Moment is brought to you by your independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds & Associates. The Pierre Governor tennis team has had only one player ever win four state individual championships. Chris Williams won the number 6 flight state title in 2001, the number 3 flight in 2002, and the number 1 flight singles titles in 2003 and 5. His 111 wins from 1998 to 2005 are the most in Governor tennis history. Chris Williams, one of Pierre's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment has been brought to you by your independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds & Associates of Pierre.
Second half at the Rich High Gym, and what will it bring? The first half brought a score that is probably shocking a lot of people. Pier 31, Washington 27. I'm David Burrell. Glad you're with us. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 1060 KGFX Pier, rebroadcasting on K276GT, 103.1 FM Fort Pier. Slow the drive. Arrive alive. Pier with the arrow and the ball to start the second half. With the starting five of Remington Price, Lennox Dupree, Ryan Berry, Reese Terwilliger, and Avery Kaiser. Starting five also for Washington, Jackalinga, Winantanda, Alexis Motley, Hannah Hart, Brooklyn Hart, and Taylor Thompson. Pierre shooting at the basket to your left as you view it. Kaiser, what a first half she had. Right wing to Price. Hesitated, thought about the three, moved inside the arc, shot it from 14 and banked it in. Eight for Remy, the Pierre lead is 6, 33-27. They've led by as many as 10. Just underway, third quarter. Thompson in the old circle, right wing, Brooklyn Hart. Round the right foul line extended for Motley for a right baseline drive. Twitherger cuts it off. Dupree is there too. It ends in a timeout by Washington head coach Jamie Parrish. A 30-second Actegra timeout. That's what we'll take. 7:24, third quarter. Pier 33, Washington 27. Back in 30 on KGFX.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
Washington will inbound with 18 on the shot clock, 7:24 in the third quarter. Each team with three timeouts still left to use. Brooklyn Harp in the right corner, handing it to her sister Hannah. Now cross court for Alexis Motley for Wenin Sanda with a three. When Jackalinga hit it. Jackalinga Wenin Sanda now is up to nine. 33-30, Pier by three, 7:05 in the third. Right wing Price took the feed from Kaiser and hit a three. Remington Price's third of the day. She has 11. The lead is six again for Pier at 36-30, just over a minute into the third quarter. Hannah Hart for Washington. Straight away, a Thompson three, nothing but net. They have length and they have athleticism, but they just don't do things inside. As you know, they shoot threes with their post players too, and Thompson just did. 36-33 Pier. Kaiser against pressure, push from behind. Looks a little late, but it was a push on Alexis Motley of Washington. That is her first team foul. Claire Woods comes into the game for the first time for Washington. She is a 5'6 freshman guard, comes in for Motley. Lob for Kaiser, down low to Williger, over a double team, off the rim, didn't fall. Taylor Thompson the rebound. Plenty of poise by Tewilliger against the double team. The shot just didn't fall. Thompson with another three, but this one missed everything, and it's out of bounds to Pier. Thompson hit nothing but net a moment ago, hit nothing there. 6:15 in the third. Kaiser against the pressure to Berry. Double team trap awaits her to Kaiser to Dupree, and Lennox is into the front court with 3 seconds to spare, but Tewilliger couldn't hang on to the pass. Taken away by Brooklyn Hart. Down floor to Woods, and Washington down a three. Hart with a drive. That's a travel, yep. A little bit of a skip by Brooklyn Hart down the left lane line. The lay-in doesn't count, and Pier keeps their three-point lead 2 minutes into the third. In their home wide, emerald green numerals and letters in piping. Washington in their black uniforms with orange piping, orange numerals and letters in white trim. Lennox Dupree for Pier. Her three straight away is off the back rim. Terwilliger is up there. Neat offensive rebound for a Berry three straight away that grazed the rim. Thompson the rebound as Washington has it back and comes down floor. What a rebound to Williger just made, though. Inside, Jackalinga Buenantanda missed the shot. But who got another offensive rebound? That's five now for Brooklyn Harp. Thompson up top, left wing for Brooklyn Harp at 5:17 on the third. Pier up a three. Wenintanda out there to guard her is Ryan Berry. Left corner, Thompson tries another three. Count it with a foul. This time Thompson bombed it in from the left wing. And she'll go to the line. We think, where was this foul? Was it? I don't know that the foul was on the ball. Yes, it was. It's on Ryan Berry. That's her third foul. Yes, it was away from the ball. And it was after the shot. Washington inbounds in a tie game at 36 with a chance to lead. Pass nearly overthrown. Good catch by Wenintanda. For Thompson up top. Lob is too far for Brooklyn Harp and out of bounds. So Taylor Thompson with two big threes in this third quarter. She's up to eight. And we have our third tie of the game at 36. There have been five lead changes. Three-quarter court pressure. They're not putting the full court pressure Washington does like they do a lot. They haven't done it so far today. Kaiser. Right wing to Ryan Berry. Bounce. Oh, that pass deflected by Taylor Thompson and taken in by Claire Woods. Right wing Hannah Hart. For Wenintanda. Trying to drive on Terwilliger. Bumped. From behind and fouled. Oh, if that's Berry, that's her fourth. It surely is. And Ryan, the sophomore, will have to come out. Motley back in for Washington. And with Berry out with those four fouls, Lainey Stevens is back in the Pier lineup. 4:36 in the third, tied at 36. Washington hasn't led since early in the second quarter. Triple team awaits the freshman Woods, but Thompson takes it and then Remington Price stole the pass away. That pass was foreshadowed a little bit, but now dropped by Pier and down low for a layup, and the lead is Motley, and she's fouled. Claire Woods took it away, fed it to Alexis Motley.
Washington regains the lead at 38-36. And the foul is on Lennox Dupree of Pierre. That is her first. Team foul number three. Motley up to six will try to complete the three-point play. And she's good. Now it's Washington by three. 39-36. 4:18 third quarter. They scored the last nine, and a ball nearly thrown away again as Brooklyn Harp tried to make a steal, deflected it out of bounds, and Pierre in the front court will inbound with 4:15 in the third. Well, remember, against Aberdeen Central on Thursday, Washington limited them to 7 second-half points to break open a tight game. Here's a lob inside to Terwilliger from Kaiser and a lay-in. Reese Terwilliger's in double figures with 10. 39-38 Washington, midway through the third quarter. Wenintsanda, left wing for Brooklyn Harp. Trying to drive on Kaiser, staying with her. Out front to Shaylin Fink, who's back into the game for Washington. Right wing, it is Motley with Price guarding her. Starts her drive, hit the side of the glass, rebounded by Dupree. Pierre wants the lead back. Front court, right wing, Price. Down low, Terwilliger is fouled by Wenintsanda. Layup left short, but forced the foul and went in Tonda. Jackalanga's third. And Terwilliger will be the line for two. Your sports marketing partners to help bring you Governor basketball at Pierre Dental Clinic, Kruger Contracting, All Around Graphics, Midco, the South Dakota National Guard, and Capital City Campus. First free throw, no good for Reese. Thompson back in, Hanahart back in, Wenintsanda and Fink to the bench. Other sports marketing partners include Stolken Peterson, Lingle Waltie and Jones LLP, American Bank and Trust, Putz Design, Bill, Periary Chamber of Commerce, and First Dakota National Bank. One more free throw for Terwilliger to tie it. Missed everything. Except another lane violation. Are you believing this on Washington? Remember, there was one earlier that gave Reese a second chance to hit a free throw. Now she'll try to do it again. 3:32 in the third, 39-38 Washington. Reese with another reprieve. Can she take advantage? Yes, she's good, and inside at 39. 11 for Terwilliger. Price has 11. Kaiser, 13. Wenintsanda leading Washington with 9 points. She's on the bench at the moment. Thompson up top. Terwilliger's out there to guard her after she hit those two threes. Brooklyn Harp to Thompson on right wing. Does try another three and hit it again. Taylor Thompson's third three in this third quarter. She's up to 11. Washington leads again. 42-39 at 3:07 in the third. Stevens to Price on the right wing from Kaiser. Three is good. Grammy's fourth of the day. Tied again at 42, the fifth tie. 14 for the junior. Wenintsanda will come back in the next dead ball. Thompson for Washington at 2:49 in the third. Right lane line, Brooklyn Harp. Left wing, it's DeClaire Woods. Left corner, Thompson. Deflected by Terwilliger. It ends up in a steal for Lennox Dupree. Anticipated well that time by Reese. Straight away, oh, Kaiser thought about that three. She hit one earlier. Right wing, Price. Bounce on the right baseline. Here's a drive by Terwilliger. Reverse, she's fouled. What a move. What a move by Reese. And made Taylor Thompson fight on it. She picks up the foul. That's her third and the third team foul. Reese back at the line. Terwilliger's 5 for 6 today. Her first is good, and Pierre leads again at 43-42. And here it comes Jackalanga, Wenintsanda back into the Washington lineup along with Bianca Meeks to the bench for Claire Woods and Brooklyn Harp. Terwilliger looks for her 13th point. She had 11 points, 12 rebounds in that game at Spearfish, but this one is left short. And Taylor Thompson, and what a third quarter she's having, has the rebound for Washington. To Hannah Hart for Jackalanga, Wenintsanda. Good catch and drives for a layup. 11 for Wenintsanda. Then the inbounds pass is stolen and Motley lays it in. 46-43 Washington, just like that. Lead has changed hands 7 times now in this game. It is a drive inside by Kaiser, stripped away from her and out of bounds. It'll stay with Pierre. Shaylin Fink back in for Taylor Thompson. 1:57 remaining in the third quarter.
And you heard Kirk Bebop say in the pregame, got to keep that ball moving. It didn't move, and it led to the inbound steal a moment ago. Now a held ball, and this one goes to Washington, and there's Motley again making the good defensive play. Here's 13th turnover. Washington also has 13. 1:55 in the third. It's anybody's game. Washington 46, Pier 43. Quite an entertaining Saturday afternoon, isn't it, at the Riggs High Gym? And we're glad you're with us. Motley for Hannah Harp. Skip it left wing for Bianca Meeks. Motley again at 1:40. Fink, foot on the right arc, but hit a jumper. Shaylin Fink with her first two. 48-43, Washington by five at 1:29 in the third. That's their longest lead of the game. Price with a right wing three after taking the feed from Kaiser, but this one missed. Meeks on the rebound and Washington on the run. They find Wenatanda down floor for a layup. Wenatanda now has 13, and head coach Kirk Bebout up here wants a 30-second timeout as Washington with a big run. Now it's a seven-point lead. 1:11 left in the third with an Actegra timeout. Back in 30, it's Washington 50, Pier 43, a 30-second break on KGFX.
Taking care, touching lives. Aventura Pier has an opportunity for one full-time LPN or RN. Be a part of a family-oriented team environment with an aggressive pay plan and excellent benefits package available. Aventura Pier is a new company under new ownership in Pier. Apply today at Aventura Pier, 950 East Park Street, or call 224-8628 for more information. Apply online at legacyhc.com or Indeed. Aventura Pier is an equal opportunity employer.
A lot of effort to play the sort of defense the Governors have had to play today, and they know they're just going to have to keep it up and try to stop this Washington run, which the latest one is 8 in a row. Pier led by 10 in the first half. They led by 6 in the midway part of the third quarter. Now they're down 7 to Washington, 50 to 43. Now they do have full court pressure, but they do inbound it. Sidney Tetreault, who's back in there, does to Remington Price. To Dupree back to Tetreault. Laney Stevens and Reese Terwilliger, the other Governors on the floor. A bounce by Stevens goes off Shaylin Fink and out of bounds. It'll stay with Pier with 1:02 in the third and still 26 to shoot. Bianca Meeks, Alexis Motley out there for Washington along with Shaylin Fink and the Harp sisters, Brooklyn and Hannah, one and Tonda on the bench for the moment. It is out front for a three by Dupree off the glass, and it's no good, and it's rebounded by Brooklyn Harp for Washington. 51 seconds in the third quarter. The Governors now down 7. A fadeaway turnaround on the link by Fink. Good shot. Fell in, and she was double-teamed. She was well-defended. Now it's a 9-point Governor lead of 52-43, and an inbounds pass from Tetreault is too far for Dupree and out of bounds, and Washington will inbound. They have a 10-0 run going, and now they have built the lead to 9. With 36 seconds in the quarter, it's the third. Fink. Right wing Bianca Meeks. Give it to Hannah Hart. 29 seconds in the third. Trying to extend Pier out. Meeks with a pass, but it's stolen. Oh, there's Lennox Dupree with another steal. Drives left side, thrown over the rim. 17 seconds left as the rebound was taken by Hannah Hart, but her pass was too short and intercepted by Dupree with 10 seconds. For Stevens with 8, she's bumped and fouled by Hannah Hart. That is her third. That's 4 team fouls now on Washington. The inbound comes with 7 seconds to Dupree with 5. Lennox with 3. Lob for Tedrow. Right wing Price with 1. One-handed runner at the buzzer. It's good. She let it go before the buzzer. Remy with an 8-point, 10-point third quarter is up to 16. And Pierre breaks the run, but they're down by 7 at the end of 3 on the Wegner Auto scoreboard to the Washington Warriors, 52-45. Wegner Auto, the one place to go. The fourth quarter in 1 minute on 1060-103.1 KGFX.
Health, happiness, and home. Hi, this is Tara Sunshine of Kathy Sunshine Properties. Our team at Kathy Sunshine Properties has extensive training in the real estate field plus years of experience. It is my goal to provide you with superior service at all times.
When you want to sell your home, call my mom.
She loves houses.
Contact me, Tara Sunshine, at TaraD@MidcoNetwork.com or 224-5588. I look forward to working with you.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here with Gators. Pizza, pasta, subs in the North Ridge Plaza. Gators is proud to be part of the Pier Fort Pier DoorDash delivery family. That's right, now you have a fourth way to get and enjoy your favorite flavors of Gators. Gators has dine-in, carry-out, curbside pickup, and now delivery right to your front door with DoorDash. Simply download the DoorDash app on your mobile device and order Gators. Gators DoorDash menu pricing has not been increased compared to your in-store purchases. Gators, pizza, pasta, subs in the North Ridge Plaza.
Gotta go to Gators.
How do the Governors respond now? Washington's 10-point run in the third quarter helped them to a 9-point lead. They're up over Pierre by 7 as the fourth quarter begins, 52-45. Here's Ball with the arrow. Reese Terwilliger in the left corner. Brooklyn Harper over her, deflected, but still came to Avery Kaiser, who didn't score in that third quarter after a 13-point first half. Berry, who's out there with four fouls. Left elbow of the lane, Terwilliger down to 15 to shoot. Right wing Stevens, an open three. Good! Rainey Stevens with her first three off the bench. Here's back to within four, 52-48 Washington, 7:29 to go. Five in a row in a hurry for the Governors. Wenintanda, who's been held down a little bit today. They've been defending her very well. Left wing, a three by Woods, is missing. And in the rebound by Avery Kaiser. And the Governors can try to come a little bit closer here at the start of this fourth quarter. Kaiser stops in the lane. Left wing Stevens open. Another three. Left wing this time. Rim the basket. Oh, halfway down. And then the ball's knocked out of bounds by Taylor Thompson of Sioux Falls, Washington. It will stay with Pierre. And Alexis Motley. And boy, what a defensive, good scorer too, but an excellent defensive and rebounding guard who's back in for Washington. Stevens with a bounce. Turn around on the lane for Berry off the rim, but Terwilliger's there on the offensive board. Berry right elbow with a jumper. That didn't fall either, and it's rebounded by Alexis Motley. Two chances for Pierre, and neither fell. After another offensive board by Reese Terwilliger. Thompson for Washington, who leads four with 6:40 left. 52-48. Thompson top of the circle. Lob for Harp alone on the baseline. That's Brooklyn Harp. And the junior hit it. She has 10. Hit from 5 feet. 54-48 Washington. A lot of time left. 6:25. Kaiser for Pierre. Ball off of Washington player's foot, but picked up by Lainey Stevens. Out front to Berry, who's guarded by Motley. Bounce pass on the right wing to Terwilliger. From Kaiser. Shot missed. She gained her own rebound, but knocked over a Washington player to do it, or is it called on Washington? Is it called on Claire Woods? No, it's on Reese. There's no doubt. She knocked down Woods to try to gain that rebound. That's the correct call. Player stopped for a moment. I think nobody for a moment knew who the foul was on. Well, the signal had been given. That's why. But anyway, Thompson's back in, and Anna Harp is back in for Washington, who has it back. With 6:11 to play, 54-48 Washington leading Pierre. The Governors once led by 10 in this game. Washington led late in the third quarter by 9. Thompson for Wenintanda in the lane. Oh, just taken away and knocked out of bounds by Kaiser. It went off Wenintanda. And it's Pierre basketball as Kaiser again does it defensively. Well, I say Wenintanda's been held down. She still does have 13 points today. Kaiser bounce on the left baseline for Terwilliger. Pass didn't make it to Berry as it was knocked away, but it's a loose ball and a foul on Washington. Ooh. Alexis Motley with a foul. That bails out Pierre without a doubt. Her second team foul, number 5. Inbound to Kaiser. Right wing Price. Open for a moment. Steps to the right elbow. Oh, the bounce pass didn't make it to Terwilliger. And intercepted by Wenintanda. Down floor. Hesitates. Scores right over Berry, who had to back off because she has four fouls. 15 for Wenintanda. 56-48. Washington with 5:25 left. Berry on the right wing for Price for Pierre. Governors could use a hoop this trip. They're down 8. Price. Into the lane, it is Kaiser. Left wing for Lainey Stevens, but Hannah Hart's out there to guard her. Left elbow in the lane to Kaiser, bumped by Thompson. That's a Taylor's fourth foul.
What a big third quarter she had with those three three-pointers. She has 11 points today, but now four fouls. When Entando will get a rest as Brooklyn Harp is back in. You can imagine this rest for the future Longhorn won't be long. Lob inside, off the inbound, and it's a lay-in for Kaiser. Avery's first two and a half off the good pass from Barry. 56-50 Washington, still 5 minutes left. Hannah Harp or Taylor Thompson, again out there with four fouls. So is Ryan Barry, of course, for Pierre. Motley up top, all over her is Lainey Stevens. Right wing Severson is back in. Pass deflected, intercepted by Pierre. Barry down the floor for Terwilliger. Right wing Price, open three, off the rim. And Hannah Harp with a rebound. Just did not fall. Now, loose ball on the floor. Terwilliger comes out of there with it, and it's a held ball. It stays with Washington. Three players down there. Washington has the arrow this time. When Entanda's back in, Bianca Meeks, Grace Peterson, Sydney Tendro back in to give Reese Terwilliger a little bit of a break for Pierre. Again, you can't imagine that won't be terribly long. 4:28 left, fourth quarter. 56-50 Washington. Brooklyn Harp for the Warriors. Up top to Motley. Our Bauman Lumber player of the game after this one. There might be some deliberating on that. Left wing. Here comes a three by Meeks. The freshman put it off the rim. Barry with good hustle to gain that rebound for Pierre after it nearly got away from her. Down floor to Kaiser. Drive, but stopped by Wenentonde. It's out of bounds. And it'll stay with Pierre, but Wenentana got her hand on that shot. 4:02 to play. Washington 56, Pierre 50. Left baseline. Barry to Kaiser in the lane. A push before the shot on Washington. I believe their 17th. And Alexis Motley with arms outstretching. What did I do? And they said you pushed her. Her third foul. Team foul number 7. Puts Peary in the bonus for the remainder of the game. They've been good at the line today. They're 10 for 13. Kaiser is 2 for 2. Scored her first bucket of the second half a moment ago. The officials are deliberating for a moment. I don't know what about, but they were. Terwilliger and Dupree both come back in for Peary. Sydney Tendro and Lainey Stevens to Kirk Bebout's bench. Every free throw is huge now. Midway through the fourth quarter exactly. Front end of the 1-1 for Kaiser. It's 2 out of 3 at the line today. She's good. She'll have the second. Washington 56, Pierre 51. Governor Basketball brought to you on KGFX by Oahe Federal Credit Union, Live Ticket, and Beck Motors. There's one more for Avery. This is off the back iron. And Bianca Meeks had the rebound for Washington. They're up 5, and they're in the front court. Wenentonde on right wing for Peterson, who threw it a pass that was deflected by Kaiser out of bounds. Avery, again, with a hand of passing lane. Stale with Washington with 25 to shoot. Still 3:50 left in the fourth quarter. The governor's defense has been stout today. Washington's had the one big run that's made the difference in this second half. Motley, right wing. It is Peterson. Swing at left side. Brooklyn Harp, 4 of 3. That's off the brace of the rim and up for the rebound. Terwilliger can't quite hang on to it. It does end up in a held ball and Pierre possession. So Terwilliger does have the rebound, and it will stay with the governors, but it does give Washington the arrow with 3:32 left. Washington 56, Pierre 51. We're glad you're with us, our Bauman Lumber player of the game after this one. Lennox Dupree on right wing. Left-hand dribble to Kaiser up top. Lob, give and go, but Dupree wasn't ready for the pass and lost it out of bounds. And Washington will have it back. Now every possession is precious for Pierre. Down 5 with 3:18 left. 56-51 Washington. Wenentonde to Motley, and she eases into the front court. Has Dupree waiting for her near the timeline. Wenentonde. Left wing for Grace Peterson, the freshman. Motley, left wing Peterson again for Brooklyn Harp. Baseline drive, past Kaiser, but not past Terwilliger. Made her miss the shot, but she gained her own rebound. Left wing, here's a three for Peterson. She's good. The freshman with what may have been the biggest bucket of the game. For Washington, that puts them up now
at 8 at 59-51 with 2:41 left. Kaiser, right baseline, little drop step, fading away and scores. Kaiser with 18. Governors have to score about every time now and stop. They're down 59-53 to Washington, 2:30 to go. Brooklyn Hart from the right corner. Kaiser cuts her off, handed it to Motley. Peterson, what a shot she just hit a moment ago. Has it on right wing for Motley in the right corner. Pass Dupree up against Kaiser and rolled it in. A tough shot for Motley, but it fell. 11 for Motley, and Washington head coach Jamie Parrish wants a 30-second Actegra timeout. We'll take that too. 2:14 left. Washington 61, Pier 53. Back in 30 seconds on 1060-103.1 KGFX.
Hi, this is Jody from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now is the time to take advantage of our refinance program with rates as low as 2.49%, plus no payments for 90 days. Give me a call at 224-4844 or stop up and meet the new friendly faces at our new location on North Garfield Avenue next to the Northridge Plaza. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
It is about to be to the point where time is running out on the Pier Governors. Still 2:14 left, but they now trail Washington by 8, 61-53. Two timeouts left for Washington, 3 for Pier. 17 fouls on Washington, only 4 on Pier. Again, that's not the one it was near the end of the game the other night, but you have to think that if shots can't start falling, Pier will have to start fouling. Remember, this is a 59% foul shooting team. Kaiser left wing for Barry. Ryan's open for a three off the rim. Terwilliger's there with another good offensive rebound. Finds Price. Right wing from 17. Banks misses. Dupree tipped it off Terwilliger and then came to Brooklyn Hart, who has had a big, big day rebounding for Washington. 1:43 left. Now, that's my point. Pier will only 4 team fouls. Might have to start thinking about fouling and getting Washington to the line. 1:34 left. Kirk Bebout in the postgame the other night made the point about, well, ball pressure. It may have to happen starting now. It's a pass to Wenatanda. Left lane line. Scores over Barry. And that may have done it once and for all for Washington. They're up now 10, 63-53 with 1:13 left. A big scare for the defending champs. But they have come through in the second half and now have their longest lead of the game with 105 left before they host O'Gorman in an enormous game on Monday. Lob for Terwilliger. Inside, she's fouled by Motley with 1 minute left. It's 4 on Motley. That's team foul number 8, but it's going to be 2 shots here for Terwilliger. It looks like it's not going to be enough, but the Pier Governors proved today that they can play with the best teams in the state. They did it for a half. They led at the half against this Washington team. Hannah Harp is in. Claire Woods comes out for Washington. One more for Terwilliger. She goes for her 14th point. She is good. 63-55. Washington leads Pier with a minute left. Into the front court. It's lobbed to Hannah Harp. Again, as we say, Pier will only 4 team fouls, but they're not making a move to foul here, as it's down to 49 seconds to play. Brooklyn Harp up top finds Thompson. Bounds on the left wing for Hannah Harp, and they're just playing keep away. Pierce got to start fouling now, and Lennox Dupree does with 41 seconds to play, her second. But again, that's team foul number 5, and head coach Kirk Bebout of Pier wants an Actegra timeout. Akers ahead. Can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Actegra cooperative today. We'll take a 30, 41 seconds left. Washington leads Pier 63-55. Back in 30 on 1060-103.1 KGFX.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pier. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sail Barn Road, Fort Pier, or call 223-9762.
Now, Pierre still with a couple of timeouts left, but only 41 seconds left, so time certainly is not on the Governor's side. And Washington has a fresh shot clock, and they may have been told, foul the first chance you can, but Washington's playing keep away. Thompson in the corner, down low for Harpin. Knocked over by Dupree with a good shoulder check. She made sure she knew she committed the foul there. Her second, Ferry out, Stevens in, 35.1 left. That was the last foul Pierre had to give, team foul number six. So Elise Christofferson in for defense for Remington Price, and you know what the Governors will have to do the first chance they have again, and that's foul. Motley looking for someone open in the inbound, deflected, but still came to Thompson, blocked from behind by Dupree. Governors want to run. 30 seconds left. Left wing. It's a three coming for Stevens. It's good. It's a five-point game. 26 seconds left. Kirk Bebaugh wants another Integra timeout. We'll take 30. Don't go anywhere yet. Here's 63, Washington 63, Pier 58, with 26 seconds left. And we're back in 30 seconds on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
If you're looking for a good time, look no further than the Lariat Lanes in Pier. Get a game going, whether it's bowling, pool, or darts, even pinball and air hockey. Hungry? Try the wings or one of the many great food items from the snack bar. There's always a game on in the Cactus Lounge, and there's no better place to have your kid's birthday party with bumper bowling available. Try Thunder Alley on Friday nights or Pot of Gold on Saturdays. And it's never too late to get into league bowling either. For a good time, stop on out. The Lariat Lanes on the Truck Bypass in Pier.
Lainey Stevens has two fourth quarter threes off the bench. That cut the Washington lead to five, 63-58. Time still isn't on the Governor's side. However, they know if they can't make a steal, they'll have to foul. They're at 16 fouls. Washington with eight. That timeout was the next to last one for Pierre. They have one left. Washington has two. 26.2 left. Pressure by Pierre, of course. Went into inbounds to Brooklyn Harp. Stevens does foul her. A little more than a second went off. 24.9 left, but that is team foul number seven. And the second on Laney, but it puts Washington into the bonus. They're three out of five, Washington is at the line today. 60%, they were 59% for the season coming in. Remington Price back in for Elise Christofferson. So it is Claire Woods. She's at the line, and she's only one out of five, and she missed it, but the rebound is run down by Motley, and she is fouled. Again, that excellent rebounding guard, Alexis Motley, comes up with another huge board. Avery Kaiser with this foul. That's the first on Avery. And now Motley will head to the line. She has all three of the made free throws here for Washington. Front end of the one and one, she hit this one. 64-58 Washington. 22.9 left. It's not impossible for Pierre. It's fairly improbable. There's still a glimmer of a chance, but the second one's good, too, for Motley, who has 13. 65-58 Washington. Pierre Gallis has to hustle. 50 seconds, or 20 seconds to go. Price, left wing for Kaiser. Head fake into the lane. One-hand runner off the rim. Rebounded. Hannah Harp. That might have been the last stand for the Governors. Came to Motley. And she lost it out of bounds, but there are only 7.6 seconds to play in the game. So Pierre, well, they gave it all they had today. They're going to come up short against this excellent Washington team. Price will have one more look at it. Finds Dupree for a three at the buzzer that misses. And after a mighty scare, the Washington Warriors escape Pierre. After beating the Governors at home by 50 a year ago, Pierre had a 10-point second-quarter lead today, but Washington with big runs and first in the third quarter to take the lead, and then another in the fourth quarter to pull away, and they hold off the Governors. Final score on the Wagner Auto scoreboard at the Rickside Gym. The Washington Warriors 65, the Pierre Governors 58. Washington improves to 6-0, keeps their long winning streak going. Pierre now at 2-4. They drop their last two. It's the Wagner Auto scoreboard. Wagner Auto, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer. They've been in Pierre since 1907. Stay tuned for our post game and include our Bauman Lumber player of the game. We'll look at the numbers. and we'll visit with Governor's head coach, Kirk Bibout. Governors leave the floor with their heads up. They wanted a win. They certainly had a chance for one in what would have been the biggest upset in AA girls basketball this season. But Washington, the excellent team they are, proved it again today with a good comeback in the second half. 65-58, Washington beats Pierre. We'll get our postgame going in 3 minutes on the official voice of Pierre Governor Basketball, 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It only takes a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Did you put more on that high-interest credit card this holiday season than you expected? Why not transfer that balance onto an Owyhee Federal Credit Union credit card with a fixed rate of 9.9% APR, no balance transfer fees, and no annual fees? How could you go wrong? Stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pierre.
People helping people, Owyhee Federal Credit Union.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Jody from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now is the time to take advantage of our refinance program with rates as low as 2.49%, plus no payments for 90 days. Give me a call at 224-4844 or stop up and meet the new friendly faces at our new location on North Garfield Avenue next to the Northridge Plaza. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
Lynn's Dakota Mart Sporting Goods in the lower level of the store is the place hunters and fishermen have chosen for years. The knowledgeable staff can help you with hunting and fishing gear, bait, and the latest info. Plus, they carry a full line of name brand clothing and footwear like Columbia, Outdoor Research, and Adidas. You can grab your grocery items, ice, pastries, and don't forget the Caribou Coffee Station. Head to the one place outdoorsmen have gone for years. The Sporting Goods Department at Lynn's Dakota Mart, conveniently located in downtown Pierre.
This Governor's Sports Moment is brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pierre. The greatest seasons ever for Governor Boys track and field were 2006 through 08. Jeff Gross coached the Governor Boys to three straight state championships, a first in school history. Many athletes contributed, but Matt Tetzlaff stood out. He won the 110 hurdles championship all three of those seasons and the 300 hurdles titles in 07 and 08. The 2006 through 08 Governor Boys track and field teams, three of Pierre's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment presented by Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pierre.
Our post game from the Big Side Gym after the Pierre Governors put a mighty scare into the defending champs and top-ranked Washington Warriors, who at one point in the second quarter found themselves down by 10 points and were still down at halftime and down in the third quarter by six. But then a big run, they put together a 10-0 run. They put together another run in the fourth quarter. And an incredible shooting second half by the Washington Warriors, as we'll detail in a moment. And the top-ranked team, ahead of their showdown game with O'Gorman at home on Monday, escapes Pierre with a 65-58 victory. The Governors, no, they didn't want to lose. They're not going to be happy with a loss. I know that, and I understand that, and I'm sure when Kirk Bibout comes up to visit with us in a few minutes, he'll say the very same thing. But this has got to be encouraging again. A tough thing to say, I know, after two tough losses in a row, especially Tuesday night's game, but the Governors again playing very well. But you know, what are you going to do when a team shoots so well? It wasn't that Pierre played a poor defensive game today. I don't think they did, but it is a tough matchup for this team. Let me tell you about how what Washington did first before we go into any of the other numbers. They shot 61% for the game. Washington in the second half of this game shot 68%. They were 15 of 22 in the second half. This was after they were 12 of 22 in the first half. In fact, in the third quarter, when the Warriors came back with that big run to take the lead once and for all, they had 10 of 12 shooting in the third quarter of this game. So there was the difference. And they had three in double figures. Jacalena Winantanda, limited to 6 points in the first half. Well, the superb player she is and will be in the future in the Big 12 and then in the SEC for Vic Schaefer at the University of Texas, she had 17 points today, 11 in the second half. Alexis Motley, what a game she had. 13 points, five big rebounds, some steals, too, for her really tough guard. Taylor Thompson was part of the reason that Washington came back in the third quarter. She hit three threes. That accounted for all nine of her third quarter points. She ended with 11 and also seven rebounds and a double-double for Brooklyn Harp in the post. 10 points, 12 rebounds for Brooklyn. Bianca Meeks had 4 points. Shaylin Fink with four. Grace Peterson with three. And Hannah Harp with three for the Washington Warriors. For Pierre, Avery Kaiser was just everywhere today. They must have thought Washington did. There were four different players wearing a number 21 jersey, but Kaiser had 18, several steals. She also had five rebounds. Rennington Price, another big day shooting threes. She had four of them. She had 16, now up to 118 in her career. And Reese Terwilliger, again, did the job in the post. She was having to go against Winantanda a lot of the day today, against Thompson and Brooklyn Harp other times. But, boy, Reese did more than hold her own. 14 points today for the sophomore. Lainey Stevens had 6 points on two fourth-quarter three-pointers off the Governor bench. Sydney Tedrow with a couple of buckets off the bench. She had four. Again, Washington ended up shooting 61% for the game today on 27 of 44, 6 of 15 on threes, 5 of 8 at the line. Pierre, 48%, one of their better shooting games really since the middle of last year. 7 of 19 on threes, good at the line, 13 for 17. They've been really steady at the line this year. Rebounding advantage, well, it's just going to happen with the way Washington is. They certainly have the advantage with the length all over the floor, and they out-rebounded Pierre by our count by a margin of 31 to 17. Each team with 17 turnovers in this game today. But for Pierre, I get it. They certainly wanted to win. They're not going to be happy coming away from here with a loss, because there certainly was the opportunity for them to win this game. But a lot of good to take from it, no doubt, for head coach Kirk Beebout and his team. And Kirk joins us now. You wanted to win. I get it. But your team proved a lot of things today against the best girls basketball team in South Dakota.
Yeah, they're probably one of the best teams in the tri-state, four-state area. I mean, they're as good as anybody around. I mean, like, it's one of those things where you can't get too high or too low on things. Like, we can literally obviously play with anybody, but we can also literally lose to anybody. So we're just a young and growing team, and I think they're happy in the sense that they saw their work and where they're progressing towards. But, I mean, end of the day, it's like one of these times they're going to break through. You keep doing the work, you stay with it, and it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when.
I want to go back to the point that you made with me at the end of our pregame visit today, and that was move the ball. Move the ball. You knew you had to move the ball or they'd reach in and pounce, and there were a few times that they did. But generally, how do you think your team did with that today?
Well, I knew we were going to have to score points because they're a team that, I mean, they're so gifted offensively that they have all these girls that are looking to score, and they got a Division I college basketball. I mean, like, they're going to score some points no matter what you do. Even though I thought we did a great job defensively. So, like, for us, we need to kind of develop the same thing. Like, we're trying to get to this level. And to do that, you got to have five girls on the floor all the time that are always threats and feel like they're threats and actually are threats. And I thought tonight, we didn't care where the shots are coming from, kept moving the ball, kept working together. The number one goal is just to get a good shot every single time. And, that's what we talk about all the time. And I think we're progressing in that way. And like I said, it's one of those things where we got to keep doing it. We got to keep getting better. We got to take this and see the positives in it and just know that it comes from hard work, and we got to keep getting better and moving forward with it.
We must be getting to know each other pretty well, because you just read my mind about the next question I was going to ask, and that's about selecting shots. And I thought that improved last year as the season went along, and I think this year, and I think you showed it again today. I talk occasionally about, and coaches will too, passing up a good shot for a better one. And it seems like your team's doing that more and more.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's been part of the building process. I mean, we've come a long way since that first weekend, and I knew we had a long ways to go when we were playing those first games, and I knew it was going to be a learning process. And so I think we've come a long way in that shot selection process and just what we're after on offense. I mean, it went from, shooting almost exclusively threes, and then figuring out, well, we got to get some inside touches, and then figuring out, okay, now we're getting inside touches. Now it's a matter of everyone's a threat, so I think we're figuring out they're gelling, and that they're figuring out each other's talents and the things that we're after on offense, and they're growing in their unselfishness and willingness to do that. And it's like, I'll tell anybody that asks. I mean, I think this is a really special group, and it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, and you just got to, stay the course and, keep your sights on the down the road a little bit. But I mean, obviously we want to win every single game and keep getting better, but this, I mean, I fully believe this is a state team hopefully this year, and they're just going to keep getting better and better and better, and they're going to be talked about like this Washington team's talked about, I think.
How about the game Avery Kaiser played today? 18 points. I didn't keep track of steals, but it must have been 5 or 6. Washington must have fell in the first half. Hey, how many of number 21 are there? I, this may have been the best game she's played as a governor.
I mean, thanks for saying that, and I've told the girls this many times. I've told them after a game, I have no idea who scored what or who did what scoring-wise. I had no idea she had 18. I had zero idea. I just know that there's very few teams that have players that can play in the high post, make a decision, score, shoot from there, good passer, athletic, good rebounder, and we're lucky to have one. And Avery is as talented as it gets, she plays a lot in that. She's a high-low player for us, and she can shoot it. She can get inside. She's athletic enough to take the ball to the basket, and she's a really good passer and rebounder. So, yeah, I mean, no doubt about it. Good, I'm happy for her.
But the other thing was she just kept bothering, especially in the first half. She would get in the way of passes. She would prevent them from making passes, the defensive part of her. And that's the way she plays. I mean, she gives everything on every play, and the defensive part of her game has always been there, I thought. But I thought it really shone today.
Yeah, thanks for pointing that out. I think she deserves a lot of credit for that. I'll have to make sure I follow up on that and tell her myself. So, yeah, she did really get some ball pressure and cause some problems for them. And we talk about Washington and why they're so tough. They're so long and athletic. Avery's our girl that fits in that mold, and that kind of gives us that dynamic that you really have to have. So, yeah, like I said, congrats to Ave, and keep growing from here.
And that is for her. And I know it's a long way away, because this is when it would happen. But I'll bet you would love to play this team again.
I would probably cut off my left arm literally to just have it. I mean, on it, like, state tournament is such a beautiful thing, and I just want to experience that with these girls. But that is, you're right, it's way far down the road. It's about getting better every day, and the whole regular season is to try to put yourself in the best position possible in order to do that. And part of that is you got to be playing your best basketball at the end. So we just got to make sure that we're continually trying to get better.
I'm looking forward to Tuesday, because you're going to have a different kind of a test. You had Lakota Tech in here last year, and obviously they don't have the size that Washington has, but they're going to present some challenges for you, won't they?
Oh my gosh. they're a top 5A team. I mean, I think they started out by beating, I forgot who it was, but they won a game by like 60. That was, and they, the team they beat was not even that bad of a team. So, I mean, it's just such a grind. I mean, every single, like, we got one practice to get ready for them, so that's why you can't get too high or too low. You take them as they come, and you keep your positive attitude, and you'll get what's coming to you eventually. So hopefully Tuesday we can find a way. But win or lose, we're, every single time, it's how can we grow? How can we get better? Make sure we're sticking together. And then if we can do that, the world gives back to you. We'll end up where we want to be.
No, not a win. It's what the governors wanted. But Kirk Bebaugh just used the word, a lot of positive today in this game against the Washington Warriors. Thank you, sir, and we'll see you again on Tuesday night. Thanks
all
for
right,
coming
you
up.
Do a great job. And hey, I wanted to say one thing real quick.
Yes, sir.
My mom always listens on the radio, and I want to say hi to her. She's a big, huge supporter, and she always talks about how much she loves listening to you on the radio, so I just wanted to bring that up.
What is her name?
Marianne.
Marianne, thank you, and it's a labor of love for us, and you got a good son. Thank you, buddy.
All right.
Kirk Bebop, Pierre Governors, as his team fell short today, but put an effort you can't quarrel with, losing to the Washington Warriors by a score of 65-58 here at the Riggside Gym. Okay, how about that Bauman Lumber player of the game? Boy, there were a whole lot that could have had it. We told you there were 7 players that scored in double figures and a whole lot of players who did a lot of good. But I think we may have dropped a bit of a hint about who it's going to be. We got to make it official and hear from Bauman Lumber first. We'll name our player of the game in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here with Gators. Pizza, pasta, subs in the Northridge Plaza. Gators is proud to be part of the Pier Fort Pier DoorDash delivery family. That's right, now you have a fourth way to get and enjoy your favorite flavors of Gators. Gators has dine-in, carry-out, curbside pickup, and now delivery right to your front door with DoorDash. Simply download the DoorDash app on your mobile device and order Gators. Gators DoorDash menu pricing has not been increased compared to your in-store purchases. Gators, pizza, pasta, subs in the Northridge Plaza.
Gotta go to Gators.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sail Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
A lot of choices, a lot of possibilities for a Bauman Lumber player of the game today. Wenatanda, it's been a privilege to watch her play for 2 seasons. Matter of fact, one of my very best friends does play-by-play for the University of Texas, and he knows about Jacqueline Wenatanda, and he has told me he's looking forward to watching her play, too. She had 17 today. Motley was terrific. Brooklyn Hart, Taylor Thompson, the big threes. Remy was Remy with a 4 threes. Terwilliger so good inside. But it will be Avery Kaiser. 18, and again, had to be 5 steals, 5 rebounds, and just all over this floor. I know one person in that locker room that isn't going to be satisfied seeing what the scoreboard said, and that's Avery Kaiser. Avery, just when things don't go her way, well, yeah, she lets you know about it, but it's not because of a bad attitude at all. It's because she wants to do everything well all the time. And as I said with Coach Bebop, this may have been Ave's best game as a Governor today with 18. She is our Bauman Lumber player of the game. As the Governors have head coach Jamie Parrish and his team leaving here, knowing they've had a battle. And remember, they go home, but they get O'Gorman. And you talk to anybody who will listen, and they'll say that the favorites in AA this year are Washington, O'Gorman, and probably Brandon Valley. We'll see what it's like. You say that state tournament's still quite a while away, but a big game between Washington and O'Gorman on Monday. The schedule changed a little bit. Let's look at the scoreboard before we go. In girls basketball today, Rapid City Central, after losing last night to that pretty good Jefferson team, came back and beat Sioux Falls Roosevelt today 56-47. And Rapid City Stevens defeated Jefferson today in Sioux Falls. That final was 48-27. Lincoln Patriots, and we mentioned in the pregame, 4-3 doesn't tell you everything about that. That's a good basketball team. And they beat Aberdeen Central today 55-40. And it just may be a rebuilding year for the Golden Eagles. Harrisburg in their first game in the ESD, what a game this was. At home, they knocked off Huron, but it took overtime, 53-49. The Tigers win today. That is the AA girls scoreboard on this Saturday. Stanley County girls were in action today in Redfield, taking on Esteline Hendricks. The Buffaloes fell by a score of 49 to 28. They will host Lyman at Parkview Auditorium on Thursday night. We'll have that for you here on KGFX starting at around 7:30. Other Central South Dakota girls schools in action. Mobridge Pollock defeated Teospazina today, 68-23 in girls play. Flat Gaddis over Groton Area. That final was 48-27 earlier today. And also, it was Lower Brule. What a game this must have been at the Corn Palace. They held off Kimball White Lake in overtime, 53-51. Kadoka Area over Cologne. That final was 63-18. For the Governor boys, a second tough day in Aurora after losing by 23 at home on Thursday night to Lincoln. They fell again today, this time by 20 to the Washington Warriors in Sioux Falls, 64-44. Jackson Edmond did have 18 for the Governors today. Lincoln Keenholz was held to only 9, and after winning their first four, the Governor boys have now dropped their last two. Top-ranked Sioux Falls Roosevelt keeps rolling. The Rough Riders over Rapid City Central today at home 77-30. Aberdeen Central holds off Lincoln in Sioux Falls 64-63. Harrisburg wins at home over Huron 67-53. Sioux Falls Jefferson was leading Rapid City Stevens late in the game. Last score we had 51-40. And Sturgis will play St. Thomas More in Rapid City tonight. That is the boys' scoreboard. So, again, looking ahead to what's ahead for the Governor girls, as we mentioned with Coach Bebout, it's the Lakota Tech Tatanka here at the Riggs High Gym. Again, a ranked team, a very good team in Class A. The Governors will get tested again Tuesday night. We'll have it for you here on 1060-103.1 KGFX and at the KGFX page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com at 6:30 Tuesday evening. Then Friday night, the Governors head to Mitchell to the Corn Palace to take on the struggling Colonels. That'll be on River 92.7 on Friday evening, and that'll be at 6:30. Next for the Governor boys, it's just not going to get any easier. After these two losses, they'll take on one of the best boys teams in Class A, the Winter Warriors, and they'll have to do so on the Warriors' home floor on Tuesday night. That'll be on River 92.7 at around 7:15 with Brian. And then after that, the Governor boys have their next action following that on Thursday evening here at the Riggs High Gym, as they'll take on the Mitchell Colonels, off to their best start in a while with their young head coach, and excellent play all around by the Colonels. That's at 6:30 on River 92.7 here on Thursday. Friday night, wrestling here at the Riggs High Gym, big double duel as both Huron and Watertown will come in. Watertown, of course, is the big one that night. Double duel for both of the Governor teams. Coverage on 1060-103.1 KGFX. Actually, that's a late afternoon start. 4:30 for you right here on Friday. And again, a reminder that starting Thursday, going through next Saturday, full coverage of the Jones County Invitational Boys Basketball Tournament on 94.5, 100.5 KPLO. That begins at 12:45 on Thursday. Again, a reminder, you can go to each individual station page at the DRG News app and at drgnews.com for the complete schedules. Governor Basketball on KGFX is brought to you by Ferding Electric and also by Rinky Gray Wealth Management, the May Adam Law Firm, and by Wagner Auto. So the Governor's girls, two in a row, two games that could have been wins. And boy, what a scare they put into the best team in this state today. But Washington showing why they're the best team. They certainly did in the second half and came back. Our thanks to Athletic Director Brian Mosier here in Pierre. Thanks also to our studio coordinator, Trinity Pearson. A reminder again, you can catch today's game and all of the others at the respective station pages. This game, of course, at the KGFX page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. I'm David Burrell. Pierre Governors played the Washington Warriors, the defending champs, off their feet, up by as many as 10 in the first half. But the Warriors, another state championship caliber team, showed why in the second half, came back, held off Pierre. The final score one more time on the Wagner Auto scoreboard was Washington 65, Pierre 58. ABC News next, then Classic Country to take you through your Saturday night. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and good evening from the corner of Broadway and Washington.
Pierre Governor Basketball on 1060 AM and 103.1 FM KGFX has been brought to you by
Bank West, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, and the Corner Station and the Crossing.
Governor Basketball is brought to you by
Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford, Lincoln Toyota, and Kruger Contracting.
And Governor Basketball is brought to you in part by
Oahe Federal Credit Union, TMA, Adventera, Kathy's Sunshine Properties, Gator's Pizza, Pasta and Subs, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Bauman Lumber, Lariat Lanes, Wagner Auto, Capital City Campus, the Brittany Shufflebine Agency, Ferding Electric, and Venture Communications.
These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Basketball.
Becky Potsiba State Farm Insurance, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Montana Dakota Utilities, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Lynn's Dakota Mart of Fort Pierre, Ag Tegra, CHS River Plains, Bauman Lumber, and Wagner Auto.
The proceeding has been a presentation of the official voice of the Pierre Governors, DRG Media Group Sports.